I'm used to the crazy people.
Oh. Don't ever underestimate the psycho factor in my head.
Are you mental?
No! It's our show! You sound like a stark, raving mad person. No! No! Don't ever underestimate the psycho factor in my head. No!
Opie and Anthony.
How can you tell who's sane and who's insane?
1027 WNEW. 1027 WNEW.
Three college students in the haunted woods in Maryland. And now it continues with two DJs in the streets of Harlem.
We're going to bring, like, a DAT recorder, and we're going to record our day in Harlem.
It was just supposed to be a goofy radio bit.
I'll find the tape years later.
That's precisely what happened. And this is what they found.
What is that? Oh! Oh, my God. What's that sound?
Yo, Cracker, get the f*** out of the motherfucking car, bitch!
Oh, my God! Gosh!
See what happens when Whitey goes to the hood?
It's a pile of crack pipes outside our tent! What does it mean? I'm sorry I came up here. I'm sorry. What is that?
Yeah, just a goofy radio bit.
What is that?
The scared sh- this project.
Oh, you gotta give Opie and Anthony a lot of credit.
Opie, Anthony. 1027 WNEW. We punish ignorance.
Hey, ass, turn down your radio.
1027 WNEW.
Talking about Steel Reserve High Gravity Lager. Well, there's a problem.
In the community.
As Reverend Al so eloquently puts it, that this Steel Reserve High Gravity Lager, the ads, are racist. They show two tortoises having sex.
And that's racist.
And it says research shows sex sells. Well, I guess it's racist putting such distasteful ads in only certain neighborhoods. But they were saying you don't see these ads on Park Avenue.
It's all about supply and demand.
Yeah.
No?
And I guess there's a demand for this stuff in the community.
All right, so this is the beer everyone's talking about, the High Gravity Steel Reserve. Can I have one?
You know, it's funny. Remember when I said earlier in the show, I said, is Budweiser available in some of the communities that only handle Steel Reserve, like Harlem?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, yeah, but it's an import.
Oh,
it's only available as an import.
All right,
here we go. Let me crack open. Wait. Oh,
eight.
With a fine twist off top.
8.1 proof.
Whoa! No, it's got 8.1% alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Wow, 12 fluid ounces, nice and cold.
Wait a minute. First of all, this color is a little off. Doesn't it look like a urine specimen?
Oh, wait a minute. I seem to have given you the wrong job.
I've been watching some In Living Color.
All right, High Gravity Steel Reserve.
Let's take a swig. Wow.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Whoa! God damn! Well, God damn!
Now, that's good stuff.
All of a sudden, you start talking black when you drink this.
No, wait a minute.
Hey,
what? This stuff is potent. Holy smoke.
Ah, man.
It's strong. This is strong.
Yeah, it's strong.
Mm.
It's stronger when it's warm.
Oh, I bet.
I don't like
Damn.
It. Do you like it, Ant?
It's not awful bad, like Meisterbrau or something.
No.
This is like the other side of the spectrum. I don't know.
I drink this in the cold on a street corner or something. But.
Maybe that's why it's got more alcohol in it.
No, I'm serious.
Maybe after you've already had six.
But if I was at home and I was enjoying an after-dinner brew, this wouldn't be the one I'd go for.
I am outraged!
Oh, no.
I am outraged!
Reverend Allen.
I am outraged.
What the hell are you doing in the studio?
I see you drinking the Steel Reserve High Gravity Lager.
Well, we want to try it. There's a lot of controversy about this stuff, so.
This is a plot, a conspiracy by the white man.
Why is that?
8.1% alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, they want the homeless to drink this. So when they die on the streets, they's already embalmed. You got an extra bottle? Hey, this stuff pretty good.
You can have mine. All right.
Wow.
Steel Reserve. No, that's just not happening for me at all.
Hey, leave the music on. It's kind of a soundtrack. I like it.
All right, but Doug has brought us something else here, too, to try out.
Oh, yeah.
What Steel Reserve?
Boy, I drank two sips and I'm tanked.
it went right to my head, but... All right. Mm. What else did you bring?
He brought, a black and tan beer called Howling Monkey. Oh, come on. Look at the label.
Where?
Doug,
right, here's my Howling Monkey.
Dude, look at the label.
Let me see the label.
It's a monkey in a suit.
It is. It's Planet of the Apes.
My God.
The label is adorned with the image of Dr. Zaius. Damn you. Damn. Let me partake in some of this Howling Monkey. Damn, it's not bad. My God. The image of Dr. Zay is staring back at me. Damn you all to hell. I can't be drinking Howling Monkey. But I'm strangely drawn to it. Drawn to the Howling Monkey as I was drawn to Zeri. Lovely Zira. Cornelius never knows. He will never know what happened between me and Zira. We drank a case of Howling Monkey. And then I turned her into a howling monkey. Yes. I dropped my loincloth. She saw the man with no hair on his body. I gave her some of Charton's meat. Yes, I partook in monkey meat while drinking. Howling monkey! Damn me to hell!
I like the Howling Monkey.
Well... Is it better than the
Steel Reserve? What's the alcohol content on the...
Now,
shut this music. Give me Reverend Al's, and I'll go back to the Steel Reserve.
All right.
We need a little more Steel Reserve. Wait a minute. Hand that to me.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, here's Steel Reserve.
Mm. Ah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Steel Reserve, definitely stronger. It's got a stronger taste to it.
Ah, that's gross. The Howling
Monkey. The Howling Monkey, you don't like it?
You don't like the Howling Monkey?
Oh, no.
That's a better one.
Now, is this sold in the black community still?
Is this in the community?
This was around here. We could get this around here.
Oh, it is?
I saw this in the stores.
All right. Damn. I don't know.
I don't like it.
Well, the Steel Reserve will get you snotted. Don't get that much. I'll give you that. Let me tell you, if I was impoverished and had a lot of problems and had to worry about crime and shootings in my community and... raising my children and sending them to a school where they might be shot or stabbed, I would drink the Steel Reserve.
I think that's an endorsement for the Steel Reserve.
Yo, man, slide a piece of the pole to drink side on the job. Steel Reserve, it's I.
You guys sometimes, like, piss me off, okay?
1027 WNEW.
Hey, Ann, your mom did say I was hot.
Oh, come on, Mom. Don't bang Opie.
You f*** my mom. I'll f*** yours.
Oh, this is disgusting.
I say lay back and enjoy it. It's a hell of a toboggan ride.
Opie and Anthony. A couple of real motherfuckers.
1027 WNEW.
All right, Derek, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right.
Hey, listen, I know something you should never, ever, ever do in bed.
Okay.
I'm married to a black chick.
Yeah. Does she appreciate that?
So listen, while in bed, we're going at it. I mean Shock Zulu style. She's going absolutely nuts. She's screaming. She's going crazy.
Yeah.
So, of course, I get a little excited. My head turns to mush. So I tell her, put a little nigger into it.
Oh, my God.
Her head snaps around, a dreadlock hits me in the face. I'm telling you, we went from playing Jungle Fever to being in a jungle safari. It was like a tiger hunting me, chasing me around the house.
What exactly did you mean by put a little nigger in it?
Well, black girls have a little rhythm to them that white girls don't have. And once they start dropping it on you like that, you don't know where you are.
So I guess she wasn't doing that. So you figured you'd get her to do it by saying that?
Oh, my God. I thought I was calling her, African princess. Come on, my little black princess. Oh, and then I said nigger into it. Holy. You have no idea.
I can only imagine.
I'm telling you, she turned into one of those Shock Zulu-looking chicks.
Shock Zulu.
Her teeth flared up, her nose.
What you talking about? I'm a lawyer and a diva. Star Jones, no one tell me to put a little nigger in it. I'll whoop your ass.
Hell yeah.
Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
Yadda doo deedle day. Yadda daddle. Yadda dee.
Now, Chris, man, when are you
going? Snarlinsy. I was being offensive. Yadda doodle dee. Gobble dee goo.
Chris, man, you really got to get another job because we're sick of having you on our show here.
Waddle daddle, please hire me.
No.
Somebody hire me, the Grease Man, for a radio show.
Well, I hear that you're looking at a job for Crayola.
Well, yes.
With Crayola, I should
say. Well, actually, the Grease Man is coming out with his own line of crayons. Racially insensitive crayons. I looked in the paper this morning. I saw, the Grease Man saw that Crayola is removing Indian Red,
yes,
from their box of crayons.
Because it's not politically correct and they don't want to tick off any people.
Insensitive to the Indians.
That's right.
As we like to call them, the cowboy killers. I remember as a cowboy slinging lead against the Indians, their arrows whooshing over my head. The Redskin. But yes, very, very upset about Indian Red in the crayon box.
Yeah.
So Crayola pulled it.
Well, they're going to continue making the color. They want people to come up with a new name for that color.
Yeah. Let's see. How about Kemosabe? Yeah. Yaddle doodle. Snarling. Bone dry. Yeah.
You're just not politically correct, Grease Man.
Well, I'm hoping to get some money with my new crayon line.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Greaseola crayons.
Greaseola crayons.
Greaseola crayons,
Could you
and the sharpener on the side makes the crayons as pointy as my head. Yaddle daddle, bone dry, yeah.
Now, could you name some of the crayons that you will be offering?
Well, let's say a young child, a little young waif, wants to draw the sun.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice bright sun.
Sure.
Little picture in his kindergarten class. You know what color he'd use?
Huh.
In the Greaseola crayon set?
What?
Kink yellow. Yaddle daddle. Just a big circle. You can get colored in with some chink yellow. Yaddle daddle. And of course, you can't complete the scene without maybe some flowers basking in the heat of that chink yellow sun.
Well, that would be nice, sure.
Right, so you draw some tulips.
Okay.
And, of course, you use homo pink. Homo pink, the shade of pink loved by bone smugglers everywhere, Yaddle diddle. Doodle die. How about Polish purple?
Ah, Polish purple sounds neat.
Polish purple.
Why Polish purple, though?
Well, look, it's green. Yiddle diddle die. The crazy Polacks can't get the colors right there. Oh, my. Mick Green.
Mick Green.
Yes,
okay.
The color of the shamrocks.
That's right.
Mick Green, Mick Green. Bone dry, yeah. Yaddle daddle.
Wow.
And, of course, wetback brown.
Of course.
And then, of course, I have the special Italian crayon there.
And what's that?
Look, it's a grease pencil. Greasy little dago pencil. Yada deedle doodle die. Bone dry.
Very nice.
Oops, I'm being removed from my seat.
Hey.
By CBS Brass. Oh, it's happening again, Dad. Whoa.
They're yanking him out of the studio again.
Whoa, look at that. CBS boss has dragged him out again. He's going to go back on his apology tour.
Greaseola crayons.
Boy.
That's kind of cute, huh?
A little insensitive there.
Big time. All right.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
We got Channel 2 News on.
Got a megaphone and something to say.
There's Mark. There's Mark.
Causing trouble on CBS 2.
With the hugest wow sign.
Monster Kramer is a tight ass true.
This is like interactive TV.
Psycho Mom. He's a freak.
There he is. It's a huge wow sign. Move over. Move over. Move over. Move over.
What happened, Mark?
What happened, Mark?
Some CBS guy just dropped his belly.
You look like a stock-raving lunatic.
That was classic. Mark can't be doing it. What the hell are you, Mark? You're interrupting our own news broadcast, for God's sake.
You know we're going to get in trouble by the company again.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, come on.
Whip them out. Marcia Clay,
she's very mad at me.
You tell her go to
now, are you doing
our boss.
No, I'm not. I'm hanging out. See, the thing is, you should be allowed to do your job. I should be allowed to do mine.
I almost pissed in my pants. That was the funniest thing I've seen in a very, very long time. Mark, I got one question for you.
Yeah.
How do you walk around with that check you got? What do you, like, walk around like John Wayne, swaying, like?
Yeah, I just want to know, guys, when is the farewell show going to be?
That's why you're going to listen every day. This could be it right here today.
You never know.
Opie and Anthony.
Someone get this pen out of my nose.
1027 WNEW.
All right, it's 1027 WNEW. It's the O&A show.
Hey, man.
Better known as the Opie and Anthony show. And we are live. Yes, we are. It's January 17th, 2000.
Yeah.
It's MLK Day.
Yes, it is.
And we're going to play a couple more songs, and we're going to get the festivities rolling along, Anthony.
We'll let everybody in on the secret, or not really secret. I know a lot of people are making wagers, so we will have the results when we get back. Did Opie pussy out, or did he actually get his eyes done?
Hmm.
Hmm.
You'll find out next. In the meantime, it's Ozzy, 1027 WNEW.
Opie and Anthony.
This is debauchery mania.
I
prostate exams for everyone.
1027 WNEW.
Yeah, we are here. It's the Opie and Anthony show, and we are finally ready to broadcast. My buddy, my pal, Antonio.
Hey,
how are you?
How you doing?
Not bad. Let me read the phone number behind your head there, Anthony.
Yeah.
Way, way in the distance. Phone number is 212-757-1027 if you have anything for the show.
And I see you're reading that without your glasses, Opie.
That's right.
Yeah, Opie didn't pussy out.
I did not pussy out. I had my eyes done this weekend.
I made a little wager, and I lost.
I found out that, like, the whole building made wagers.
Yeah, I was betting for sure.
And I was the long shot to get it done.
You were going
to
pussy out.
Hell no. I don't even know where to begin. I got to look out the window again, though, man.
Yeah, that's all he's been doing. He gets up. He goes to the window. We're walking to the studio. He's looking out the window going, oh, I can't believe it. Look, I could read that sign. Look at the... He's like, look at the big tanks that hold the water on top of the buildings. I'm like, yeah, well, they've been there forever. Seen plenty of them. Here's a little song for you, Al.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Yeah.
I can see all obstacles in my way.
I'll tell you one thing. I see how ugly all you mother huggers are. I want my old eyes back, man. You guys are some ugly mofos.
You must not have passed by a mirror then either, huh?
No, actually, no, I passed by a mirror this morning. I'm like, wow, you're a good-looking guy. Dude, I got to tell you, man, I'm in a great mood today. Gotta say, this is a modern-day miracle.
You're all excited with your new eyesight.
I got to thank the fine doctor, Dr. Filatoff. He's not even advertising on the show yet.
Yeah.
I could care less. He's going to get like a two-hour commercial today.
Opie's been talking about this guy like he is the Messiah.
If Dr. Filatov said drink the Kool-Aid, I would drink the Kool-Aid. He is my new god.
They should have a doctor. What's his name?
Filatov.
Filatov?
Yeah, he's got
a Dr. Filatov day.
He's got
an MLK day.
He's got
MLK ever bring Opie new eyes?
No. I don't. Where do you want to begin with?
I have seen the mountaintop, and it's clear with my new eyeballs from Dr. Filatov.
Dude, I was at the sushi restaurant with the boss today, right?
Yeah.
And he's talking about the show and stuff. I'm not even listening to him because I'm like, oh, wow, it's 1:35. And he's like, yeah, so? No, you don't understand. I'm reading it. It's the clock all the way over there. The clock's literally like 100 feet away.
No glasses.
No glasses. And I'm like, hey, if you need copies, there's a copy place across the street from the sushi restaurant.
I can see. I see that.
I was at the back of the restaurant looking right through the window and reading copies on the other side of the street. I couldn't even like see my hand in front of my face with my glasses
poor
on.
Poor bastard. There are some downsides, though, I bet.
All right, here we go.
Did you look down at your penis and say, God damn, it's so small? When it was all fuzzy and blurry, it kind of looked bigger.
Just be honest, did Rick write that line?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then I could talk about blind man sex I had this weekend. I gave you a chance, Rick. Welcome back to Rick, who was in London for, I don't know, it seemed like forever.
Does he have an accent? Hello, whip, whip, cheerio. My name's Rick. Don't you hate them Puerto Ricans? Yeah, sure. Hey?
Wow.
Fish and chips, hey?
Well, let's get through the eye break. I mean, we have so much to do today. So I went up there Saturday.
Yeah.
All the way up to Westport, Connecticut. The doctor, my new guy, Dr. Filatov, he has three offices, but I went to the state-of-the-art office in Westport.
Yeah, that's the one you want.
Special client, Ann, I think.
Oh, look at that.
So I go up there, and I'm not even going to lie to you. I was like 50-50. I went with another guy from here that was definitely going through the procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up there just freaking out. Just freaking.
Well, we heard about from some people who had similar surgeries.
Right.
From other doctors, I guess. And a couple of them had horror stories.
Oh, yeah.
And then just the procedure sounds like a horror story because they have to cut your cornea. They have to cut the surface of your eyeball.
Yeah, with this, like, fine razor instrument.
Yeah, and it, like, makes a flap over the front of your eye, and you flap it over, and then he does his little laser stuff, and then flaps it back.
Yeah.
So it just sounds like, and you go blind for the period of time where he flaps the flap up.
Well, I can tell you about all that now from firsthand experience. Oh, so I get up there.
I can't believe you went through with it.
And you know when, you have, like, an oral report due in school?
Yeah.
And you never want to be first.
Uh-huh.
And it just feels better when you just keep your hand down and you don't go.
Sure.
For some reason, stalling makes it that much easier. So I'm in the waiting room, and there was like five of us. And all of a sudden, I was just praying like any other person was going to go first.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the good doctor goes, all right, Opie, come with me. I'm like, he wanted me out of the way like that.
Oh.
So I go to the back, and he checks my eyes. He says, you're definitely a good candidate and stuff. And he explained exactly what was going on. And I got to be honest, dude. You know how much of a wimp I am?
Yeah.
By the time he was talking to me for like 10 minutes, I was like, piece of cake, let's go.
Oh,
ready to go. And then I had to sign the consent form. That's when they give you like some Valium.
They gave you Valium?
Yeah. I popped Valium like it was M&M's this weekend.
That's you got any left?
Yeah, I got
some. Let's do the show on Valium today, man.
You don't understand.
Come on, that'll be cool. We'll pop a couple and just be all lethargic for the show.
Hey, man.
Hey, you pressed that button. How long have we been off the air?
Isn't this place great? I love this place.
Not a problem in the world.
So, they gave you some Valium to take the edge off.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I never felt the Valium kick in while the operation and everything was going on. I felt it on the way home on I-95 where I was out cold in the back seat with
really?
My eyes wide open.
Who drove you?
My brother dissed me, so it was his roommate and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they numb the hell out of your eye with all these drops and stuff. I don't know, it's some kind of anesthesia and stuff, right?
Can you move them or anything? Is it?
I'm
freaking out just thinking about this.
I don't know. I get, because it works so fast, you know, by the time they numb them and then get to prepare your eyes for the surgery, you don't really want to move them. They tape back your eyelashes, right? Then they put this, like, thing in your eye, like, look down, look up.
Something to keep me glasses open.
Right. So now there's something attached to your eye, right?
Yeah.
And then they put another instrument on that that kind of, like, sucks your eye out a tiny bit.
Wait, what?
Well, that's the feeling I got.
Sucks your eye out?
Not out of it. Just kind of gives it a little pressure, okay?
Okay.
Dude, I'm telling you, you remember how much of a wimp I was, right?
You're a big pussy.
I didn't care less. And then all of a sudden, before I knew it, he goes, okay, it's a very nice flap that was created.
Oh, I'm scratching my eyes. They hurt now.
So I didn't even know when he made the incision. No clue, I swear to you. And then he goes, okay, you might lose sight for about 10, 15 seconds. So he pulls.
All right.
He pulls the flap, and I lost sight, but I could see shapes, kind of like.
Oh.
I lost the light, but I mean, all this equipment is so like close to your face that it doesn't really bother you because the other eye is wide open, you can see the rest of the room. So it's right. Like, oh, whatever. You know, I could live with one eye that's working.
Oh.
And then this is the part. They go, you see that blinking red light? It's not the actual laser, but they want you to focus on something.
Yeah.
They're like, stare at that and don't move. I'm like,
just concentrate
on
that.
This might be the important part of the operation. And all of a sudden, they just blast away with a cold laser. 15 seconds, puts the flap down, takes something that kind of felt like a very, 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 very fine paintbrush and, you know, kind of smoothed out like he's smoothing out wallpaper. Like, he's smoothing out wallpaper, yeah. But that's like the flap getting pushed back into place. Good to go. Then he did the other one. The whole procedure lasted tops 15 minutes with prep and everything.
Oh, my God. My eyes hurt.
Really?
They're hurting just talking about this.
All right. I don't want to bore everyone with the rest of the procedure. So then they do both eyes, and they walk you down to the recovery room, which is, you know, whatever. It's not even a recovery room, really. And the sensation you have is it's like you're in a very foggy place.
Yeah.
But you could see through the fog and go, wow, my eyesight is better. But it's really foggy, so you can't really appreciate it.
Oh, my God.
So then they sit you down and they give you, like, the grandpa glasses.
Look at the glasses you have.
This is what I used to have.
Oh, my God.
This is what I used to have Ray Charles sex with Rick's sister when I got home.
Thank you, please.
Right. So you put these on just to protect your eyes.
Your old man glasses.
For 24 hours.
Those are the glasses we have goofed on relentlessly on this show.
I know.
I need my sunglasses to wrap around one, the Terminator, on my little red coat.
So they give you that for like...
out of the way, please.
They give you that for 24 hours. So
I'm looking for Sarah Connor. She's got my colostomy bag.
So, it was good that I told the doctor that I was a little freaked out because they gave me a nice supply of Valium for the ride home.
Yeah.
And I slept that night. I woke up Sunday morning, and it was still, you know, my eyesight was much improved, but it was still a little foggy and stuff. It was almost like looking through binoculars, and it was a little off. I felt like if I could fine-tune it.
Just focus a little bit.
Focus a little bit that I'd have unbelievable eyes, right? And as the day went on, it got better and better and better. And I went to bed last night. You have to wear these eye shields. This morning at 7:02, because I looked at the clock for the first time, the sun is coming through my bedroom window.
Yeah.
I took off the eye shields, dude. It was like I was reborn.
Like
everything was...
Wizard of Oz, when she walks out of the house, and it's all in color.
Everything was crystal clear. And from that moment, 7:02 this morning until now, I've been just staring at everything. Absolutely everything.
And your eyes don't hurt?
No.
That flap, I can't see it or anything.
No, I don't get close to Anthony ever, but I got close to him today so he could take a look at my eye.
You couldn't tell the look.
You couldn't tell anything, right?
Eyeballs are like big things of Jello, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, you just cut them and they can suck back in on them.
You know, when I got home from the operation or the procedure, whatever you want to call it, you know, my eyes definitely ached. You know, but they give you drops for that in case, you know, it's too bad. And that feeling lasts about 10 hours.
Why do my eyes hurt?
You feel like you have like a hair in your eyes for about 10 hours. And that's a little annoying.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable.
But now...
It's showing you porn from across the room.
Look at that. Wow, I can see that from here. Thank you, Mark. Psycho Mark.
Nice.
Well, thank
porn
you.
Porn from across the room.
And I'm not squinting, right? Looking right at Beeb. And that's basically it.
Wow, you didn't pussy out. You went through
it. Didn't pussy out. And honestly, I mean, I'll be the first to admit, I was a wimp when we were discussing this last week. But He put me at total ease, and I was fine.
You know what it is? It's like, you ever see Invasion of the Body Snatchers, where you fall asleep next to the bean pod, and you wake up, and you're, you accept the whole thing, and it's cool that you've been invaded by the bean pod thing, and they're using your body, and everything's cool after that, and you go to the other people and go, no, it'll be cool, believe me. And you're like, no, no. That's what you were like beforehand. But now you have slept next to the bean pod, and you woke up, and now you are completely for it.
Completely
You would
for
tell
it.
Anyone who wanted to do this.
It's a modern-day miracle, because, I mean, I've had glasses since I was in third grade, Anthony.
Yeah.
I've tried all sorts of glasses, contacts. I have never, ever, ever seen this good as I am seeing.
Wow.
It is amazing. You know how I am, like, if I leave my glasses or lose them and I have to drive or something?
Yeah, you're
freaking
out. It's
almost impossible, but I could get away with it if I'm not driving too far during the day, okay, and it has to be, you know, really bright out.
Yeah.
Today, I drove into work because I just had to.
God damn.
Just drove into work. Had to.
He's been reborn.
And it was funny. I almost got into a bunch of car accidents because, like, instead of, like, paying attention on the road, I'm like, wow, look at that. I was checking out the skyline, you know, from a distance when I was on the expressway and looking to the right, looking to the left. I was looking at everything but the road.
You're not going
to
get all religious on us now, are you?
Dude, if Dr. Filatov said drink the Kool-Aid,
you would.
I would drink the Kool-Aid. He goes, if you drink this Kool-Aid, you'll have great hearing as well. I would do it tomorrow. I would have to believe at this point.
I'm amazed.
But I'm reading, like, license plates, you know, where, you know, I mean, really far up the road. I mean,
things that normal people do on a daily basis and just take for granted, OP.
Before the show, I had to run up to Greenwich, Connecticut to see the good doc, right? Just to make sure everything's cool. You know, he takes his time with his patients. This isn't a commercial, by the way. I don't even know if the guy is officially going to advertise, but I am so happy about this. I just wanted to share today. And he brings me in, and I had a quick eye exam. 2020. No problem. Two days ago, I was literally blind without these glasses that I
look
had
at you.
Me. 2020. Then he put up the 2015 line. I made it. I was like almost there. I could read like half of it.
So that's it. You just don't need glasses anymore. That's it,
dude. Here's my glasses.
Now, what would happen if you put those on now?
All right, let me look. They'll probably look real blurry.
Is it gonna look like it looks when normal people put on your glasses?
Oh yeah. Let me see. Yeah, I'm getting, like, completely dizzy right now. I swear to God.
Take them off. You'll break your new eyes.
I'm getting completely dizzy.
Let me see yours. Let me see these. Gotta look through them. Oh, yeah. Whoa, dude, that is just wrong. He fixed that?
He fixed that.
God damn.
Man,
I can't even look through those without feeling
man,
like I'm going
to talk to, like, our new boss, Jeremy. We walked down to the sushi restaurant. I wasn't paying attention to him. I was too busy. Like, I'm like, look, I could read that. It says Hooters. Look at that. I was reading, like, I was reading the Broadway sign, like, from a half a block away. I can't do that, even when I have my glasses on.
It's like Flowers for Algernon. You ever see that? The guy was retarded, and they give him a drug, and he becomes, like, a genius.
Yeah.
But in the interim, he's just like, oh, look, I can read.
Yeah.
That's Opie now. He's like a retard.
What did I say in the office today? I was, like, just staring out our office window, reading all the signs all over the street.
Reading the signs.
There's no way I could have done that before today. Matter of fact, Ant, I'm going to give you the pleasure. Here's my glasses.
Oh.
I've had these forever.
Yeah.
These used to be, like, gold to me.
Uh-huh.
I will allow you to smash them.
What? I think you should, because it's more symbolic that way.
All right, I'll smash them. Wait, let me put my old man glasses on.
Yeah, in a bit of irony. Would that be the most ironic thing? Like a Twilight Zone episode. Opie gets his eyes fixed. He takes his glasses off. And then he puts them down to smash him to show that he's done with them. Glass flies into both eyes and he goes completely blind. That's a Twilight Zone episode.
All right, I need to smash him into some because this glass is going to go everywhere, man. I am totally serious.
Okay.
Just smash him down there.
There's the hammer.
All right, we'll clean it up later.
All right, Ant. All right, Op, here it is. Opie smashing his glasses. And they're really his only pair of glasses.
Explain
he does not need them anymore.
How important these things were.
Oh, these things were a big pain in the ass. We'd go to appearances or something, and we'd leave, and it's like, oh, my God, where's my glasses? Did I leave them there? I can't find my glasses. Where are my glasses?
I'll actually be able to say hi to all our listeners our next live appearance, because I used to fake that. People come up to me and go, hey, remember me? I'm like, if I could see you, yeah.
My glasses. I'm smashing my glasses and my shoes.
Here we go.
All right. Let it rip up.
Oh!
Wow, glass flying. Whoa, look at the pieces. You better watch your eyes, man.
Let's see the good doctor fix a big glass shard in your head.
Let me see.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So long, glasses.
Wow. You've completely destroyed these.
Completely.
They're done.
Oh, yeah. They're gone.
That's it.
Done. Dunsky.
Good job. We should auction them off.
Just explain on the website that I don't have to wear the old man glasses.
Put on the Terminator glasses. Hello, please. Thank you.
There you go.
I need my glasses.
Dude, they are smashed all over the studio.
Oh, the eye chart?
There's glasses everywhere.
There's an eye chart up on the wall now for you to read.
Opie's eye chart. I'm an asshole.
No, start with the line, the first line.
Dude, that's a joke. I see. I am gay, are you? What an idiot.
What about the bottom line?
Show me your stuff is the bottom line.
Wow, look at that. That's pretty good.
All right, go smaller.
Look, he's showing off his new peepers.
I could see. Actually, I think what we need to do is get a couple naked broads down here.
So Opie can finally see what the nude form looks like.
Because I will be able to see all the detail today.
I ain't reading that, you ass.
I'm not reading that.
That's funny.
I will not read that. And if you would like to read that one, you can.
I haven't had this procedure.
Yeah.
I can't even see it, Opie. My eyes were fine until I saw that line and you told me to read it.
Something about man ass, that's all I'll say.
Yeah.
There you go.
It says, I love hot black, and then what Opie said.
Yeah.
See, we can't have it on tape, so Rick can pull it.
But there you go, Ann. I don't know what else to say, but look, you see what I just did? I've been doing this all day. I went to adjust my glasses.
Yeah, I see. It's like when you get into the car that doesn't have the shift on the floor, and you're constantly going for the floor to shift it into reverse.
Because I used to have this habit where I would take this finger and go like this above my nose to push the glasses back into place, because those glasses, you know, I've had forever. I've been doing this all day going, oh, yeah.
Take them. They're yours.
Look at these things.
They're smashed. That's it.
They're gone. Bye, glasses. There you go.
Never
so right. I had a great weekend.
Very nice.
The Valium helped.
You got any left?
I got some.
Yeah? How many?
How many you need, motherfucker?
Let's do it. Let's do a couple.
Actually, we just wanted to show Ope something that he hasn't really seen in real life until today.
Oh, get Patty out of here.
Look. It's Patty.
The first chick you see is Patty.
Oh, please.
Can I get my old eyesight back, please?
He wants his eyes punctured with the lasers.
Patty!
No more glasses.
No more glasses, Patty.
Cool.
Uh-oh, she's going for an envelope.
Yeah, I have a little card that I made for the two of you because you got your little pre-syndication in Boston, so I thought I'd congratulate you.
All right, why'd you give it to Anthony?
Yeah, no, Opie's got. Go ahead, read it from there.
Opie's got the new eyes. He should be able to read it.
From there? I can't read her handwriting from there.
Give it to Opie, Patty.
If you go a little closer, I can read it. Let me see.
Oh, stop.
Cut out letters from a newspaper, yeah.
No, you got to read the front first.
Opie and Anthony, you guys rock. I'm happy for your continued success and congratulate you on your thing in Boston. In fact, your syndication should go a long way.
Yeah.
All the power to you. You're going places, love, Patty. And the card is a picture of the whole world, Anthony.
Oh, look at that.
Opie and Anthony all over the whole world. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you, Patty.
I'm very big on
it. So, it was funny. Last night, my brother comes over.
Yes.
And I have this really bad habit, even with, like, my glasses and stuff. We'll finally end this discussion, where I squint and make really retarded faces to try to see stuff.
Yeah.
And we're watching The Sopranos last night.
Yeah.
And he couldn't even watch the TV because I'm just sitting there with, like, normal eyes. Even though they were even better when I woke up this morning, but they were, you know, pretty good last night. He's begging me, for the love of God, squint, do
squint,
something.
Right? Squint, look like a retard.
Right? I'm like, I don't need to anymore.
You watched The Sopranos?
Yeah.
I wasn't able to watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You could blow it for me. It's just one episode.
No, honestly, what I need from you is, because I didn't see the first season,
yeah.
Like, I caught, like,
two shows, maybe for 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Right after commercials, I need you to explain The Sopranos to me.
A little background
for you. I'm completely confused. Like, his mom's in the hospital. She had a stroke.
I'm a little pissed.
And then little Steven, I don't know what he does. And then
he's part of the crew.
All right, but could you explain all this to me after commercials?
All right, any questions.
And then I'll explain some of the stuff that happened last night.
Was that talentless bitch Janine Garofalo in the first episode?
Oh, no.
She shows up this season, and I'm pissed at them for even including her in my show.
Hmm. All right. We'll talk about that next. Phones are going nuts, by the way, as well.
Stay on the line.
But Dr. Filatov, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hope he's Lord and Savior.
I'm a new person today.
Opie and Anthony. 1027-WNEW.
1027-WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony Show. We are live on this fine MLK Day.
Yeah, it's like a holiday today or something, right?
Yeah, I guess it is. It was so easy to get into work today. Very easy. I don't know if it's the freezing cold weather or
that helps. That helps because the pain in the ass pedestrians aren't trying to cross the street against the walk signs. There aren't that many pedestrians on the road.
No, not at all.
Which is good. You can't breathe out there. That a little bit of a breeze hits you in the face, you're like, you can't breathe.
So much for global warming.
Yeah, that went out the window.
Just when you start really worrying and thinking, wow, maybe there's something to that global warming.
It is effing cold out,
you
man.
You get a couple days like today, and then you're like, okay, it's not too bad.
How are you supposed to even function outside like this? There's no functioning.
Well, the funny thing is, you used to have to work in this weather, Anthony.
Oh, rooftops.
Let's not forget.
Yep. Get on a rooftop and...
How many minutes have you spent outside today? Be honest. Total of a minute?
Okay. Let's see. I was going to walk from the house to the store, one block away, to get something to drink.
Knowing you drove.
I got up. I walked outside, went F this, hopped in my truck, started it up, get the heat going, and then drove a block to the store. Then drove back to the house and left the car running for an hour until I left, so the heat would still go. I swear to God.
Drove right into the garage, so you didn't have to hit the outside there. So you've been outside maybe 30 seconds, and you're bitching and complaining. There are guys that listen to our show.
Associated.
There are guys that listen to our show that are in places right now that you do not want to be, working their tails off.
I was there, Mr. Caddy.
You forgot, though.
Not many foursomes going out on the golf course on days like this, I don't think. Right, O? Huh? I was out there, rooftops.
That's right.
West End Drive over there on a rooftop by the river. Oh, freezing cold like this. Cut a hole in the roof. And I'd have to cut a hole in the roof.
When we first moved to New York, and we were moved back to New York, I should say, and we were tooling around town, Anthony would point out all the buildings he did.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's real fascinating. Thanks for sharing.
Did a little five-story brownstone over there on 62nd.
Uh-huh.
That's right. For the wonderful Rexon people. And wanted a pizza oven on the third floor to be ducted out the roof. You know what like a brownstone is like? They weren't built. They were built like five separate little apartments. Now it's one big place that he wants a stack going up through the roof. You can't notch these floors. That's when you read about buildings falling down. And then every 2 days he changed something. Oh, drove us crazy. And there was a little guy that ran the job site named Emilio.
Yeah.
He'd run around this place. Why you come in late every day? Why you late every day? Because I don't like to work, Amelia. But he'd run around the place, and there was this little one-person elevator. And I used to try to avoid him by jumping in the elevator and going up to a new floor, and I'd hear him run up the stairs, so I'd have to pick another level and go down. I called it Super Emilio Brothers. It was like a video game. Try to stay away from him. Ding, 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 ding. Those were my working days, Opie.
Yeah, those were the days.
And, yeah, it was very cold. You don't know what it's like when the building's just framed out. Sticks, no... Not even siding. Wind just howling through, and you got to deal with sheet metal that's frozen.
Bill, what's up?
I love this.
Hey, man.
All right.
What's going on? I just want to say you guys are great, man. I listen to you all the time.
Hey, thank you.
Help me get through my afternoon. I'm hanging off the roof. I've been up there since 6 o'clock this morning.
Really?
You guys are talking about coal, man. I so know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I got three pairs of long johns on. pair of sweatpants and a pair of vinyl windbreaker pants. Let me get 10 regulars.
Wow. And now you're getting gas.
Yeah, I'm getting gas. Got Punjabi serving on me.
All right. So I can't
stand
it.
Let me ask you guys something. You guys got a white gas station attendants out there?
Where?
In New York, because I'm in Jersey, man, and I haven't seen one since, I don't know, I was about six.
There hasn't been a white gas station attendant since I was, like, a little tot.
I mean, what's going on? I mean, where did we go wrong?
Why?
This guy kind of looks like he was cold, but, yeah, I had...
Buddy, you want to be pumping gas?
Hand, my gloves, everything, my feet, three pairs of long johns, and I still froze.
Yeah, well...
My lips are, like, bleeding. They're so chapped. It's so bad. I hate my job. I'm about to quit. Can I give my boss an FU for Friday early?
Yeah, hit it. Go ahead.
All right, going to PCI. FU, man. You go up on the roof.
All right, thank you, bro.
Thanks, man. All right,
bye.
You guys later.
All right. White gas station attendants. That's something you just don't see anymore.
No.
We could start a whole thing. Things you just don't see anymore in the year 2000. One of them is white gas station attendants.
Yeah, remember the guy that used to come over, hey, wash your windshield, check your oil? That doesn't happen anymore.
Well, how much you need? What you need? Fill it up. Fill it credit. Fill it credit cash. What you need?
Hey, Christian, what's going on?
You need a receipt? Receipt?
Reset.
Reset?
It was reset.
The word receipt is very difficult for these people.
You need a receipt?
Reset.
You need a recipe?
Christian, you're next on the show. What's up?
Yeah, I was going to actually, real quick, there's actually two white gas station attendants right where I live.
Oh, very good.
In Ocean Township, New Jersey.
Okay.
Two of them.
That's rare. That's a rare sighting.
Like, alternating Tuesdays, I see them. Opie.
Yeah.
Your new vision. How's your vision at night?
Honestly, I mean, this is the first day that it's crystal clear, so I drove into work to test that out tonight on the way home. But yesterday, when it was about, 70% better, I went outside, and it seemed like I wasn't going to get those halos and stuff.
Yeah, that's a rumor. I'm considering getting it myself because I've been blind as a bat since I was five.
Right. No matter what you do, make sure you do your research. I mean, ask Anthony. I was going to do this last April, and I wanted to make sure, I had all my facts and I studied up on this. I read every article on it. I looked into the doctor's education, how long they've been doing it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Not to bore you guys to death, but definitely take your time and do the research.
Well, is that training here? No.
No, I know. But it's very important because the one thing I learned, there's a lot of guys out there now that are offering, the operation very, very cheap for like less than $1,000.
Yeah, they get a weekend certification.
Well, it turns out that a lot of these guys, yeah, they could go to L.A. or something, and they get trained to do this, and within like a week, they're doing it on your eyes.
Oh.
That's what scared me about this. I made sure I found a guy that did a hell of a lot of them before me. So, all right?
All right, it's good to go. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, bro.
Love you guys. See ya.
All right, man. Stu, you're next on 102.7 WNEW. What's up?
Hey, Opie?
Yeah.
I just wanted to congratulate you on successful eye surgery.
And thanks.
Anthony, do you wear glasses?
No.
Well, then you have no idea how happy Opie is.
I know.
Did you see the episode of The Simpsons when Homer grows hair?
Yeah, that's how you feel.
You know what I'm saying? You go outside, you find someone who could see, and you give them a big hug.
That's how you feel.
Yeah. Can I ask you a couple of serious questions, actually?
Yeah.
Because I am considering doing this. Did the doctor say anything about the possibility of needing to do this again in the future, like 15, 20 years?
Honestly, no.
No? Some people need stronger glasses when they get older.
Well, 20 years, we'll have a cybernetic eyeball.
Right. Actually, we won't need to see it by that point.
Yeah, we won't even need to see. We'll just be brains floating around.
Honestly, I when I was doing my research, I couldn't find anything on long-term effects that scared me. So.
Did your doctor mention the possibility? Like, I have really bad vision.
Right.
And he said there's a chance that, they'll bring it up to 20/50, and I'll still need glasses, and that really bothered me.
Well, there's a bunch of people they get it done and they still need reading glasses just because they're a little older or something, right, or whatever. But I mean, I didn't have any of that, obviously. And
did they tell you not to rub your eyes for a couple of days?
Oh yeah, it's killing me. I mean, yeah. I finally showered this morning.
But you can rub them now?
I don't want to, because right, I'm a little paranoid. I mean, I don't feel anything, no pain, no discomfort, nothing. I can't believe I had something, done 2 days ago.
Right.
But I'm definitely going to wait a couple more days before I even touch my eyeballs.
Go stare at some streetlights tonight. Let us know if there's any halos tomorrow, okay?
Well, that's the final test, and it's going to happen tonight. But
cool deal.
No, you're kidding me? I'm going to a strip club tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see how good these eyes are.
Yeah, that's where you check your night vision.
All right, good. Great.
Well, whatever you do, I mean, I'm the guy who did me, I absolutely love now. He's a god in my eyes.
Is he a New York doctor?
Yeah, he has a New York office and two offices in Connecticut.
Right.
Dr. Filatov. He's not even advertising, so I don't think there's a big commercial. I think he might jump aboard because we got a good relationship going.
Cool.
But if you guys are considering this, the only thing I suggest is really do your research and really read up on it.
You probably don't want to talk about this, but how much did your guy charge?
Honestly, it's expensive.
Sure.
I'm not going to lie to you, but I don't know the exact price.
You didn't even try with insurance, right? No chance, right?
Supposedly, insurance doesn't cover it.
Yeah, so. Bastards. All right, Opie. Congratulations. Right. Take care.
Hey, thanks, Stu.
Bye-bye.
What are you guys doing over there? Oh, the story in the paper, the blind man that could see?
Oh, my God.
Is it worth all this to see if you're blind, though? I could see a little laser surgery, but...
Yeah, a little laser surgery.
This guy's got a hole in his head. Go ahead,
Ed. They have drilled a hole in his head. Opie, if you look at the plate the wires are coming out of, there's little nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
It's bolted to his skull.
Yeah.
And wires are coming out of this guy's head. He was blind. He still is. He's 62, wants to only be known as Jerry.
Jerry, I have a hole in my head, Grandma.
And he's blind. He's wearing these glasses that go to a computer. The computer also goes into this guy's brain. They connected electrodes directly to his brain. The glasses have a camera on it. It sends these this image, but it's not really an image like we see it. It's a bunch of dots of white light.
Right.
Bunch of dots.
Right.
If a figure moves into your line of view, the dots will go away in the silhouette of the figure. So you'll see, like, the outline of the guy. How about that?
And that's what this is all about?
He can read, like, letters on a sign.
Yeah, but they have to be, like, two inches tall and stuff.
But this guy's probably as ecstatic as you are. Think of this. You just saw blurry when you didn't have your glasses on.
Right.
Now you see all clear.
Right.
And you're, like, amazed.
And I feel like I'm going to have to take out contacts after today.
Yeah.
And I'm not. It's not going to happen.
This guy's, like, blind. Now with these little dots of light, he sees things move in front of him. That's got to be amazing.
That's got to be freaky.
But the amazing thing is it's from a camera on his glasses, and it goes directly into his brain. What kind of Frankenstein thing is this?
No, it's scary, too. You know this is just going to get better and better and better. The procedure, you know what I mean? And it's going to get a little clearer the next time they do it.
And maybe they could... You know, this is like when your buddy jury-rigs your TV set and the wires are hanging over the front. You got. It's like, can't we put this all... Can't we do the wires neatly behind the TV? Can this be done in the skull? Do you need this wire ponytail coming out of your head? Can his brains leak out or something? Isn't there something detrimental to having a hole in your head to where your brain is?
Huh. Absolutely amazing. This isn't the most amazing story of the weekend, though, Ann, as far as this type of surgery goes.
No.
Did you hear about the operation they did overseas? A double arm transplant?
Yeah.
Double arm transplant.
Forearms and hands.
Forearms and hands.
Not forearms, you know what I mean.
The forearms. Pretty much.
Oh, my God, the guy can...
Pretty much right below the elbow.
Yeah.
On this guy, both arms.
Yeah, both arms
were replaced below the elbow.
They took dead guy arms.
Dead guy? I can't get over this dead guy body part thing.
Dead guy arms.
Like, I can understand, okay, you know, tragic, you know, someone dies, motorcycle accident, you give your organs, and someone has a new heart, new kidneys, whatever, liver, blah, blah, blah. Fine, I can understand all that, because you don't really see it. It's inside you, and you might feel a little creeped out, a little weird that, you know, someone else's heart is beating in the middle of your body.
Yeah.
But to have, like, dead guy arms that you can see and touch and feel with, that's...
Well, the whole thing is the outside of your body is you, you know? That's you. It's what you're known as.
Sure.
So there's personality to it. So the dead guy's arms are still his arms. And he's dead, yet now they move.
Because they're on you.
They're being controlled by someone else. Like, they should just be laying in a coffin rotting with the dead guy.
Yeah.
But no, they're moving, they're spanking. You know, and that brings up that question, that age-old question. If you're cranking it with the dead guy's hand, are you a hand homo?
No, what happens? You make the dead guy all of a sudden homosexual.
He's dead homo by proxy.
He lived his life as pure as could be. He's in the coffin without his arms. You are now using his arms to whack off. You just made dead guy a gay guy.
Or how about your you're fiddling around with your girl? Is she cheating? She's with dead guy arms. You know? All of a sudden brings up those questions.
Yeah, just look at your arms. Imagine, like, they're not yours. They're dead guys. Like, the hair is different than the rest of your body.
Yeah, the coloring.
The coloring. And
the fingernails.
The fingernails and stuff. It's not your arms.
Like, what do? You wouldn't just walk up to some guy who's, like, eating KFC or something and go, oh, let me lick your fingers. Let me lick that off your fingers.
Yeah.
Ugh. Disgusts me just thinking something like that. But now if you're eating chicken with dead guy arms and you lick your fingers, would that now still skeeve you out?
I'd have a problem with that. I'd have a problem with that.
Rick wants to know, when he's lifting something heavy, if his arms can rip off. Good to see he's at the gym. Oh, damn. God, that is so skeevy. It just opens up a hole.
But they're doing more and more of this type of transplant surgery with the, you know, hands and arms. Because it's starting to work, and they're able to make dead guy arms move on your body.
And you could feel.
And you could feel with the dead guy. It's just
dead
blows
guy arms.
My mind.
Soon they'll be doing it with, you know, legs. What else?
Imagine it's a schween.
Oh, like a whole lower torso transplant.
Imagine a junk transplant.
Oh,
you're a dead guy and you donate your junk.
Your junk.
To another guy.
Imagine being, a real small one. And the guy, like, has some kind of an accident and it loses his huge schween. And they're like, don't worry, we can do a junk transplant, you know? And they do it, and the guy wakes up, he's like, oh, my God. What happened?
I got dead guy junk.
You got dead guy junk, and it's all small. And this is before the swelling goes down.
The only suitable donor was
Fred the Midget.
Oh, poor guy. Imagine that. Junk transplant with small junk.
So a lot of things are happening over the weekend. You got the blind guy on the front of every paper, Ant.
And then hole in his head.
And then the two arms transplanted somewhere overseas over the weekend.
A lot of medical stuff. And Dave.
Yeah, we'll get into the Dave Letterman thing.
With his, what did he have?
What did he have?
Bypass? What though? Not quadruple.
He had five. So what's that? Quinn?
Five?
Five.
Wow.
Oh. Old Dirty's on the line.
Was Old Dirty?
We got to take a quick break. We'll talk to Old Dirty, and we'll take more of your phone calls in just a bit. 212-757-1027.
Opie, you're a sick ass man.
Anthony.
You're not a jackass. You're obviously a stud.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
It makes me sick.
1027 WNEW.
Hey, it's the Opie and Anthony Show on 1027 WNEW. If you have anything, 212-757-1027. Let's talk to Old Dirty, who's checking in here. Old Dirty!
My man!
What's up, bro?
What up, baby?
How are you?
Thank goodness I had my Kevlar on last Thursday.
Why?
When I got showered with bullets.
Oh, yeah, you you got the airstrike yesterday.
Yeah. Did I? Yo, it sounded hot, though.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up?
What's up today, man?
Nothing, man. Yo, what's up with this medicine, yo? You think I'm turning people into Mr. Potato Heads, man? Interchangeable parts, bro.
Oh, you're talking about the double arm transplant surgery?
Yeah,
that's
ill, man.
Isn't whacked?
Yo, that's incredible. What they, first they started off with the cloning of the sheep. And now they just exchange in eyeballs, blind men can see.
Scientific commentary from Old Dirty.
They got a pill that's going to, like, cure everything. What's up?
What's that?
I don't know. Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
It's called Valium. Hope he was taking it. It doesn't cure everything, Old Dirty. It just makes you not give a crap.
Yeah, but actually it started with the transplant of a hand. Now they're transplanting arms.
That's incredible.
Dude, what would you do with a dead guy's arm, man?
I don't know. I'd be happy to have one if I didn't have one in the first place. You know what I mean?
I'd rather have, like, the metal hook or
the
something.
The cool claw thing.
The cool claw thing?
Yeah. I don't know if I'd accept a dead guy's arm on my body.
Like a bionic arm, right? A bionic prosthetic device that could crush, you know, like steel and stuff like that.
Well, if it was scientifically made, I wouldn't mind. But you're talking about... You have a dead guy's arm.
Yeah.
Imagine you need to bite your fingernails, then not your fingernails.
What if it's like, yo, you ever saw it? I forgot what TV show it was. It was this guy got transplanted with the arms of a murderer or something, hand, and it flipped on him.
Yeah, started strangling people.
Yeah, B.
And what about that? What, you know, someone like you, old dirty, you know, you got two transplanted arms. You could commit all the crimes you want. No one will ever know because it won't be your fingerprints.
Yo, that's right. What did they do about the... Well, you never had... Let me see. Yo. Fingerprint.
You're thinking of all the possibilities right now.
They're endless.
Jesus.
Yo, man, but yo, how complicated could that surgery be, though?
Yeah, it's probably pretty.
We're talking about the attachment of major arteries, veins, I mean, nerve endings.
Well, they did it with a hand.
Dr. Dirty, right?
Didn't they do it with a hand? And wasn't the guy from Jersey it?
With
a hand transplant like a year ago?
Yep.
And he was able to move the new dead guy's hand on his body.
Wait a minute.
And now they're going for the whole arm. I mean, right below the elbow is like a dead guy's arm.
My goodness, the manipulation of DNA. They're doing all... Yo, what's up, man? I mean...
Manipulation of DNA.
Yeah, yo.
It's kind of cool, but I just don't think I'd
it's
want...
It's kind of scary, man.
I don't want a dead guy's, like, body part, you know, that I could see. If I had to have a heart or something, I'd go for that. But, like, I don't know, man.
You got to take anti-rejection drugs for the rest of your life with that stuff. Yeah. Your own body will see the new parts as intruders.
Yeah, it won't match up and stuff.
No.
I don't know, man. What's up with that? Somebody out there is on Valium. Yo, what's up? Yo, Opie.
Yo.
We got to talk off the air about the Valium, kid. You get more than that?
I got a few.
Open market, yo. Yeah. Put them on the internet and auction them off.
Opie's Valium.
Yo.
So what else is up, O.D.?
Nothing, man.
No?
Same old thing.
How's the job hunt going? Yeah.
Laughing?
How's the job hunt going?
I need a job. Transplantation is what I need, kid.
Hey, it's MLK Day, man. You celebrating?
Really? What is... I mean...
Martin Luther King Day, man. You doing anything special?
Yeah, we're going to crack a couple of 40s, you know, for the brother, whatever, but...
See, Ant and I aren't acknowledging the holiday. That's why we're here.
Oh, that was... I don't know, Anthony. Should you ring the bell on that one? There you go.
No.
What's up? Earl took his day off?
Huh?
Earl?
Yeah, where's our Earl today?
No, Earl's here.
What?
He doesn't... Yeah.
Earl's working on MLK, but Spaz took off.
Well, we gave Spaz a day off.
What kind of irony is that?
How weird is that? Wait, that is something we got to talk about really fast. We gave Spaz today off.
Spaz, probably
the biggest racist on this show.
Racially insensitive
person.
We gave
him MLK Day off.
He's off. Earl is working.
Well, Earl has more pictures to hang up.
Yup, how's it feel, kid?
Dude, we got to tell you, man. They gave Earl a job last week to hang. How many pictures, Ben? We got a bust on Earl. I'm sorry.
Five or six, I think.
Yeah, about six.
They're redecorating the WNEW lobby area, and they have like a big logo, and then they wanted like six pictures to hang around the logo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's like, you know, Ant and I with Sammy Hagar, and the radio chick is up there.
The fame pictures.
And a couple of the other shows around here that I don't know the names of. And so they give Earl, right, these six pictures to hang?
Yeah.
How long would you guess it would take to hang six pictures?
Figure out a pattern, how's it going to look, plan it out. Right. It would take an hour.
An hour, right?
Not including labor.
Let's be fair. How about 2 hours because you just want to take your time and be
lazy? Yeah, all right. You got to make it look pro, bet.
Ready for this? This is the God's Honest Truth. Ben, tell the faithful listeners how long it took Earl to hang six pictures around the NEW logo.
The entire day.
Yeah, the whole day.
You mean the whole day?
The whole day.
I saw him out there. Level on top of one of the pictures. I swear to God.
A what?
A level. was on top of one of the pictures. A level.
Earl takes it like to the extreme, right?
You could just eyeball some pictures.
O-D. Yeah, eyeball a picture.
O.D. He put in for O.T.
Well, I don't know.
What? He put in for O.T. because he went over his hours.
You should beat his ass, man.
Is that him coming down to try to defend himself? Look at him, he's all pissed. Listen what Earl's going to say.
Last,
come on, Earl.
Last.
All right, Earl, come on. Defend yourself.
I have seen the mountaintop.
First of all, Earl, why didn't you take today off? It's MLK Day.
Yeah. I did take it. I just wanted to get some extra stuff done in the office. That's all.
Earl. Wait, you're off?
He's off. I'm technically off.
We never know when you're on or off.
No. I just wanted to futz around with some stuff on the computer.
All right, Earl. How many hours did it take you to hang 6 pictures? Be honest. It
took like 3 hours.
No way,
no,
man.
No, not longer than that.
No,
you're lying.
No way.
Earl.
No, let me finish.
All right, but let me. When I arrive, I usually get here around 11:30. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Were you hanging pictures then?
Yeah, I started about 10. I finished about noon.
No. Because after the show, 7 o'clock that night, I walked out there. You were still fooling around with your pics.
No, we had the pictures up in one configuration. No, let me finish. Let me finish. We had a pattern done. We had a pattern. B. John.
Configuration. Configuration. He's getting sad. Configuration.
No, we had it in a certain way. Powers that B wanted it another way, so we had to do it over again.
How many pictures did you have to hang?
Eight
around a logo.
Eight around the logo.
So wouldn't that be two for each side? I mean, how many patterns could you make out of
No,
eight?
we had a pattern.
Rubik's pictures.
Powers that be wanted another pattern. So we took them there. Then they were up. We took them. Then they wanted captions in the photos. So we had to take them back down again, take them out of the frame, make labels for them. Then when we made the labels, they said, no, the labels don't say in the right order. Who's in the picture? I had my open Anthony with Sammy Hagar. I said, well, it doesn't go left to right. So we had to redo the label. We know who they are.
Can I ask you who was telling you all this?
I am not at liberty to say.
A double on.
I would love to know.
Then they weren't clean enough. So we had to take them down again and clean them.
And honestly, it took all day, right?
It took them, good.
All day to hang 8 pictures that aren't even good pictures.
Did you like alone?
Yes.
No.
Yes,
no.
I did.
Pete and Eddie were helping you out.
No, Eddie was not. God. Now you're lying. Oh, Eddie did not help me with the picture. You were not. You are lying.
I don't know.
You are flat out lying.
I have
hang
a picture.
No, I am pissed off because you are lying. You are flat out lying.
How
Pete Johnson told me how, because there were these different clips you have to use to put the pictures up. It's not like hammering a nail and hanging them up. You have to
Why? Hammer a nail and hang it up. It's worked for how many centuries? There's a new way here at NEW to hang pictures.
No, I mean...
He's getting mad. Go ahead.
I'm getting upset.
All right, try to explain yourself, Earl. Go ahead.
Because the way the frames are set up, it's not like you could have the... I can't even explain it. But in terms of like bounce so they don't fall down every time the door slams, you have to put in these little hooks.
Yeah, grab one of them pictures there, Ben. Let's take a look at what these look like.
They have a wire in the back.
But I did it by myself. Yeah, they had wires in the back, but I had to do it by myself. No one helped. Everyone was walking by and saying, oh, look, Earl's hanging up the picture. I'm put up a hammer and nail.
Earl, you're not going to get sympathy from our listeners. There are guys listening that just spent 12 hours on the cold roof and it's 8 degrees out.
No, I'm not asking for it.
You had a whole day to hang 8 of these. There's a fine How many were picture. Out there, Ben? Was it 8?
Oh, yeah.
Opie is an Anthony Bronco bash, Opie, from the last Super Bowl. You might remember this picture.
Yeah.
A nice border inside the frame. Well, he didn't have to do any of that. He really just had to hang them, right? Were they all put together? Or did you have to put the pictures in the frame?
I had to put the pictures in the frame. We had to take old pictures out, re-pictures.
So it was 6. It wasn't even 8 pictures.
No, I take it back. There were originally 8 pictures. 2 were taken off the wall. That was the other thing. So 2 were on the wall, and then they said, well, these 2 pictures really don't represent what we are now. Take them off. So we had to take them off and resize them again.
That must have been the picture of Tom Likas. Which pictures don't represent what we are anymore?
There was a picture. No, there was just repeats. There was one picture of Sammy Hagar.
All right.
So
when you had the 8 pictures up and you had to take 2 down, it must have wrecked the whole damn pattern for you, huh?
I mean, I just wanted the picture. I was like, so let me just put 4 on one side and 4 on the other. That's all. That was my idea. I'm just like, let's keep this very simple. No, they had to be a certain way. They had to be measured out. They had to be balanced. They had to be even. They had to be this. They had to be that. It took all day. And I was by myself.
Huh? Let's just switch them all around.
Yeah, we're going to mess
up the order.
We're going to mess up the order.
Bro had a hard hat, an orange vest, a flag mask.
Yeah, there were cones set up.
Rick's in here with the hammer and nail.
I've got a hammer. I've got the nail and the little piece that was holding this particular picture. I pulled it out of the wall.
Yeah.
My wife does these. Takes her 2 minutes. Beautiful pictures all over the house.
I'm not disputing that. What I am saying is...
Should we time him and put this up
on the
screen? No, you'll time him, kid.
All right, Ant is...
Start the clock.
All right, I'm starting the clock. Go, Ant. Ant is hanging a picture.
And go.
Okay. So far, Ant, you're up to 3 seconds. 5 seconds, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 seconds.
Now, time that by six.
There we go.
So it should take a minute.
You hung straight.
10 seconds.
10 seconds.
See, I'm not, again, I am not disputing it. I am not disputing it. What made it such a time-consuming process?
Come on, Earl.
You got a laser?
No, what made it such a time-consuming process?
It's twice as long as it took me. 20 seconds.
What made it such an incredibly, like, unbelievably painful process was that the pattern changed every 10 seconds. Every time we had it one way, it was like, well, no, we got to put it... that's why it took all morning. And forgetting, let us forget, I am by myself.
Earl, I like you too much. Cut your losses.
You
cannot...
Maverick, punch out, Maverick.
Punch out. Every time...
You know
here he goes. Now he's pissed off. Where's he going? Look at that.
It's straight. Done.
It's level. It 10 seconds. And in 10 seconds was able to, perfectly put up a picture.
With the exact hardware that was used. Oh, my God.
I have a dream today that we can hang pictures in 10 seconds. Where did he go? Did he walk out or is he coming back to explain?
I think he'll deal with us later.
No, I think he's coming back to explain further.
Oh, I thought he just stormed out.
Ben, go find out.
I thought he pulled a rock on us.
All right, Ben.
Wow, is that
funny? Yeah, he is coming back. All right, so Old Dirty, what else you got? Anything?
Nothing, my brother.
Yeah, are you congratulating me on my new eyes today?
Yeah, B.
All right.
Word up, man. Now I could easily just punch you in the face because when you had your glasses on, I kind of felt sorry for you.
All right. Here comes.
He took all the photos down. They're all down.
Now, here's my challenge.
All right, he's got a challenge.
Now, here's my challenge to you.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to set the pattern.
All right.
You're going to have to put them in the exact pattern.
It's like Simon Says.
In less than what? 6 hours?
No, that's a challenge. You're going to have to do it by yourself.
First, can we get our own person that we want to do it? Can we get a chimpanzee here to do this?
No, the challenge is out. The challenge is out to the four people in this room.
All right, to put up 6 pictures in less than 6 hours.
But it's got to be the pattern.
So
the way I like it.
Averages an hour per picture to hang.
Right.
Okay.
Plenty of time.
You guys got all day, kid.
God damn it.
He's all pissed off.
I am upset because,
it looks great.
I catch crap for it and nobody helps me.
Look, he's really getting mad. Earl, relax. It's okay.
Come on, Earl.
I have a dream someday we'll be judged by the content of our character and not the speed at which we hang pictures.
I want to go get the double arm transplant guy, and I guarantee he'll do it in less than 6 hours.
Before the transplant, he'd do it before 6 hours.
I'm just saying that we had it up in like, I had it up in probably like a half an hour tops.
Can we please, okay, you know what we want to get at here. Could you please find me a profoundly retarded individual on the street? I mean a drooling mongoloid. Get that person up here
with a hockey helmet on
and hang them pictures in less than 6 hours. I'm convinced if the right weather conditions happen, they will hang themselves in 6 hours. A gust of wind in the right place, maybe an earthquake, and they can hang themselves.
And it didn't take 6 hours.
Earl,
we had it up in, like, what, 30 minutes?
Oh,
and then they kept saying, well, we wanted a certain way. So
this is
by the time it kept going back and forth, it took all morning.
This is corporate America at its best.
If Earl had a hammer,
He'd hammer in the morning. He'd hammer in the evening. Because that's how long it took to hang the pictures. All friggin' day.
Yo, what's his excuse for working today? He was hanging up the pictures.
No, he had to get some other work
done. He's just in today.
No, just...
Earl,
futzing around.
Earl, the ceiling that you're looking up through is glass. So if you continue to do more that you're doing, you're not going to move up, bro.
You are not going to spend time at home today reflecting on the Reverend Doctor, Professor, HVAC technician, Martin Luther King?
Earl came into work today because he's redesigning his office. He wants his chair just right in front of his computer.
Oh, no. We're on these laid out chalk lines.
You know, there's many patterns to try to figure out there.
You got that guy with the tripod on the highway with that measures the what do you call those?
Oh, come on, Earl. It's funny. Look, he's not.
I have a dream today.
We're very proud of the pictures. It represents the station very nicely.
They're off the wall now.
All right.
Now they're off the wall. It's going to take another 6 hours.
I'm not touching them. I refuse to do anything with these photos anymore.
All right, old Dirty, hold on a second.
I ain't going to couch out of the man.
Paul, what do you have?
Hey, yo. Hey, Dopey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
You know, it makes sense now why Scott Musley originally hired this kid. The guy is useless. He can't do nothing but pick up a phone and say hello. What a dude to him. He can't do nothing.
Earl does more than that.
Oh, I'm sorry. He also hangs up the phone when he's done talking.
He's just not an interior decorator, I guess.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to see you guys Wednesday because I figured Thursday when The Rock comes down and kicks you guys' asses, especially Anthony, I might as well, you know, get mine in on Wednesday.
All right.
See you guys Wednesday afternoon, man.
All right, Paul. Of course, referring to the fact that The Rock is coming back on our show this coming Thursday, Anthony.
Thursday, we're going to get a visit from The Rock again, and I guess we'll straighten everything out.
Right.
I don't know.
And Stephen Lynch coming in tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
And I believe some day this week, Laura Korn, one of our favorite guests of all time, coming in.
Yes.
To discuss sex. Let's take a break. Thank you, Earl. He's all sad now.
Is he? Oh,
that's someone on Earl. Like,
Earl, it's okay.
These people just don't.
It's all right. It's okay. He's really pissed.
Hey, let's go put up the pictures. We got a couple minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, go put up the pictures. It should take you a while.
During spot.
60 seconds. Let's see if you could. I have a challenge for you, Ant.
All right.
He took all the pictures down.
Yeah.
Put them up before we get back from commercials.
All right.
Let's try. Ready, set, go.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Grown men jumping all over each other.
Okay, terrific.
1027 WNEW.
Hey, Anthony, Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner!
Yes, our good friends at Stacker 2.
Oh, let's welcome them back to the Open Anthony Show, Anthony.
For the new millennium.
For the new millennium is right.
Mm-hmm.
Stacker 2 has been here since the beginning on the Open Anthony Show, and we appreciate that.
Lots of our listeners have lost a lot of weight with Stacker 2.
Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. Yeah. It burns the fat.
Mm-hmm.
It crushes the cravings in between meals.
One more.
And it gives you the boost of energy that you need when you're lacking late in the day like we are. If you want to check it out for yourself, it's Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. They have a website. Everyone has a website these days. www.stacker2.com. What do you think's on the Stacker 2 website, Ant?
Chicks. There are chicks on the site.
Are there?
I went there, yeah. Girls that have lost weight using Stacker.
Okay.
Yeah, in like bikinis and stuff.
All right, Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. Give them a call, 1-800-LIGHTLINE. That's 1-800-LITELINE. Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. 1027 WNEW, it's the Opie and Anthony Show. Hey, Anthony back in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
He completed his mission. He hung, six pictures.
It wasn't just hanging them either up. He had taken all of the nailed-in clips out of the wall.
Okay.
So I had to go back there and actually nail the clips back in the wall and then hang the pictures on the clips.
All right.
Yeah, done.
If you're just tuning in, it's something that is bothering the whole staff of the radio station. Earl last week took all day to hang six pictures around a WNEW logo in our lobby. That's where we're trying to, you know, get some decorations on the wall finally.
Yeah.
And Ant thought he could do it within one commercial break, and it looks like he completed his job. Earl?
Oh, yeah.
Earl?
Yeah.
You're going to walk down the hall and check Anthony's?
I've already been down there.
All right. Well, go down there. Go down there with your phone. Can I pick you up here? Earl?
Guys.
All right. Who's it's that?
Rick.
Hey, Rick. All right.
Yeah.
Rick's down the hall to check on Anthony's work with Earl. Earl's going to let Anthony know if he did a good job.
I hope so.
All right.
And, Earl, what do you think of your work? Looks very good.
It looks good?
Looks very good.
It looks good,
there
right?
There you go.
Yes.
Earl, it took Anthony, honestly, 5.5 minutes.
Yeah, but they used the pins that they already used the original pins. It was a piece of cake.
The original pins.
Well, not the original pins. They just used the holes as the markers.
All right, so let's say to grab a tape measure, measure off the ceiling and mark off a few spots on the walls, add an extra 10 minutes to it. That's 15 minutes. Now what?
Well, you also had to take into consideration, we had it up already. They made us take it down and redo it.
All right, Earl. All right. But you're happy with Anthony's work?
All I can say is you had to have been there.
Okay. I guess everyone can understand in Radioland why it would take somebody well over 6 hours to take six pictures.
It didn't take 6 hours.
Hour per picture. Yeah.
No, it didn't take 6 hours.
All right, Earl. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
He's all pissed, man.
We had to bring it up on the air because everyone's like, oh, my God, it's 5 o'clock and he's still going. He's
still just hanging a picture.
Wasn't everyone talking about this man around the office?
Everyone was talking about it. I wish Mark was here because Mark went ballistic on Earl. He doesn't even work directly with Earl. And he just went crazy on him.
You know, it's pretty funny. I liked the level. That was my favorite part of the picture hanging thing.
The funny thing was Pete doing it with the level was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Him and Pete, first thing in the morning, they got the level. You know, it should go this way, it should go that way.
I'll be the first one. I didn't know what I was doing. I never done this before.
You've never hung a picture before?
No, I never had to.
There isn't a picture of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King hanging in your apartment?
No, there is not.
Stop it.
No velvet black Jesus?
Velvet Ring black Jesus.
All right.
I'm outraged. Reverend Al, big picture of Reverend Al.
So I guess you learned a new trade, Earl.
No.
How to hang pictures.
Picture hanging.
You learned something new. Okay.
Scottson never told you, hang that picture of me and John Lennon up in my office. Nothing like that?
No.
Next, we're going to teach you how to alphabetize.
Stop it.
It's like you're coming over and you just catch hell every single freaking
Oh, no. Vinny, what's up? We lost Vinny. He had something for you, Earl.
Oh.
Actually, a bunch of people are sympathizing with you out there. Rob, what's going on?
Hey, listen, I could paint six paintings in 6 hours. Who am I, hang six? I could have put up the sheetrock, painted it, and hung them.
Oh,
you guys suck.
All right, Rob. Paul, what's going on?
Hey, Obi.
Yeah.
You better watch out, man. You might take the picture in the frame, smack it in your head, you'll lose your eyesight again, and you'll be all shot. Earl's got big knuckles, so I heard.
Earl will be okay. Right, Earl? Earl?
Don't forget the psycho factor, man. He might get you with a picture.
All right. Look, he's all bummed out now.
Thank you, Paul. Earl, don't be bummed.
We all know our roles here at WNEW, and sometimes it's pretty ridiculous. You know.
You all right, Earl?
I'm fine. I'm just like...
What's wrong?
I'm just surprised you're here.
Yeah, it's MLK Day. You shouldn't be sad on MLK Day.
We couldn't take off because, quite frankly, we're white. But,
Dan!
Yeah, how you doing?
You should have taken
off. All right, what's up?
If Earl's not too busy, I'd like to ask a favor. I'm going to have some breakfast tomorrow. If you could start making me some toast now, I'd be done with that.
All right, Dad. He's going to freak out.
Thanks a lot, Earl. Later, guys.
Tall.
Earl, do you know how to make toast?
Yes, I do
know
how to make toast.
Just check it. All right, Earl.
Oh, look, he's getting all pissed. Uh-oh.
Earl.
Yes.
He is getting pissed.
Uh-oh. You're not going to exude any of that...
That rage.
Are you?
Go ahead and say it.
I ain't saying it on Martin Luther King's birthday.
I think Michael.
But we can play the movie trailer from the 70s.
I think Michelangelo is on line 12. Michael.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm calling from the grave, and I'm wondering if Earl has time to help me with the Sistine Chapel.
I heard you painted that quicker than Earl hung six pictures on your back against the ceiling.
I painted that on my back and went blind at the same time.
All right, Michael.
Thank you.
That's Michelangelo, everyone. Earl, do you want me to take a couple more of these calls? Earl?
Oh, my God.
Why are you pissed?
Now he's pissed.
Like, no one has, you know, has had a take it on the show. Frank.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, I got a new challenge for Earl. I hear the new boss wants him to hard boil an egg.
Oh, my God. Oh,
maybe
my God.
Maybe he can study up tonight at home with his pots and pans.
Oh, get out of the way. Oh, my God.
All right, you guys. Take it easy.
All right, bye. All right, John is on your side, Earl. John?
Yeah, leave Earl alone, guys.
All right.
I love you guys, but leave him alone.
Yeah.
It's not like he's pinning the tail on the donkey there. You know, they're measuring you up, no, over, no, down, low. They got to level them. You know, it's hard. You got to space them out between them.
It's a tough job, right?
No, it's hard. It's not, if he was pinning the tail on the donkey, yeah, Earl, do this. I'll see you later. You know, I bet you he'll have it done in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But you got to space him out. He's going to go postal on you guys. He's going to go postal.
All right.
I'm going to go down there and help him out.
All right, John. Thank you.
Leave him alone, though. Leave him alone. I love you guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. A lot of people have the same question. How do you make toast?
I wonder why.
All right, Earl. I won't feel good unless you say you're okay before you leave the studio.
You didn't have to develop the pictures, did you? I was just checking.
It wasn't like Flintstones time where you had to like
chisel it out.
Chisel out the pictures before you hung them.
Oh, Earl, come on, man.
Come on, man. We're just messing around with you.
You know what it's like. It's your turn in the barrel.
Are you gonna...
Always my turn in the barrel.
Oh, very rarely. I think we take 20 hits for everyone you take.
No, not on the air, but...
You've never been called gay.
Yeah.
That's a fate a lot worse than hanging pictures. Sorry. I just thought of something funny in my head. I had nothing to do with picture hanging for 6 hours. What?
How pissed he is.
Come on, Earl. Leave the studio so we can continue with our show.
Yeah, okay. Happy Martin Luther King Day. How are you going to spend it tonight? Anything? Any plans?
Yeah. Don't you have to thumbtack some memos in the Jack Lounge or something?
Are you going to go out on a date or something? To a fine African restaurant?
He's giving me the evil eye. And I could see that very clearly now with my brand new eyes today.
Jesus Christ, Rick.
What did he say?
You are bad.
Ring the bell.
I'm not even going to repeat it.
MLK is on line 4 for Earl. MLK.
I have a dream that one day Earl will learn to hang a picture.
Wow. I'm privileged to have Martin Luther King on the line here.
I had to go pretty early this morning.
Very, very good, MLK. Oh, there's Psycho Mark. Get him.
Get
Psycho Mark in here. Thank you, MLK, for checking in. Now go bang another white broad. We got a show to do. All right, here comes Psycho Mark. Jesus. That was really outraged about that. Psycho Mark, you haven't been listening. We've been talking about Earl's picture hanging.
Oh, that, huh? A three-day affair.
He swears it did not take him 6 hours.
I'm never going to bat. That's crap. It took him 2 days.
It did not take 2 days.
Two and a half
no,
days.
It did not take 2.5
Earl, you stood there for 4 hours with a hammer and did nothing.
No, I didn't. That is a flat-out lie.
Oh, my God.
You are lying.
He had Pete. The
you are lying.
He had Pete.
No, lying. You are lying.
Simmer down, okay?
No, I'm not simmering down. You are lying.
No, he's not lying.
You are lying.
He's not lying.
I saw
Earl, you took 2.5 days. We did not take 2.5 days. You are lying.
One day.
You are lying.
2.5 days.
You are
the chief engineer. This guy is in charge of, like, you know, multi-million dollar equipment holding up a picture for Earl.
You know how painful this is? It took Earl longer to hang 6 pictures than this break is going on.
What a face on Earl.
He's so, getting pissed.
So,
man.
Mark, seriously, how long did it take?
Seriously.
2 days.
He's lying.
No, I'm not.
You are lying.
Earl, it took, it felt like eternity.
And I'll admit, it did take eternity. Then, we had it up in like 30 minutes, and then we had to take it back down.
But then on top of it, there's a big black pubic hair inside one of the pictures. And I'm like, I wonder who did these pictures.
Wasn't my pubes.
Oh, it wasn't,
no.
It was a phantom pube.
Matt, you're next. What's up?
Yeah, I want to know if it takes around 6 hours on the crapper.
All right, Earl's taking a nap. He's not happy. Thank you, Matt. All
right.
All right. Anything to say, Earl? We'll let you have the final word. It's only fair. Go ahead, Earl. Earl, everyone.
Oh, my God. He's just, like, shooting me near the looks.
Each one of those eyes had a 50 caliber.
Can't we all just get along?
And today's Earl's day off.
He looks like the guy from Full Metal Jacket now.
Yeah.
What's his name? What the hell's his name? Huh?
Private Pyle.
Private Pyle.
Joker.
Hi. Earl, you got that look in your eye. You gonna be all right?
Maybe.
He's really pissed.
Uh-oh.
They did come out nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have really been bad.
We made Ant do it.
That long and it sucked.
We made Ant do it during the commercial break. Took him 5.5 minutes.
Only 4.5.
We took them all out, took all the clips out of the wall, and I had to nail them all back in and hang them in a commercial break. And I was sitting here with my phones on, waiting for the last spot to end.
Ring the bell.
Come on, but as Earl pointed out, the holes were in the wall already,
right.
So I knew approximately where they had to go.
Earl, are we going to solve this, or we're just going to wait for you to leave the studio?
I'm not saying anything.
All right.
Oh, come on, Earl.
You did put up a nice picture of Van Halen. Why? I have no idea.
No, I didn't. You're lying again.
You did.
You put a picture
you
of Van Halen in
you
Tony
did.
King.
There was a picture of the Frog.
Kermit the Frog.
We had a set of photos. I went, what do you want on this wall? And all of those photos got approved.
The Tony Pig Kermit the Frog photo got approved?
No.
It had to be taken down.
I think Earl's bummed because his Pam Grier photo got denied. He wasn't allowed to hang that up there with the rest of us.
Come on, Earl.
That's right. There was a Van Halen photo.
There was a Van Halen.
It had nothing to do with what the station is now. But it looked good.
Right, listen, we got to move on.
Oh, my God. Oh.
It wasn't like I approved the photos. I went, what
Earl
photos
Mark
do you want
Cole.
On the wall? That's what I asked.
It took all freaking day for 5 pictures.
Sex.
5 pictures.
Sex.
It took.
Sex.
Okay, sex. We're talking.
It's
this
fine.
Is rocket
I'm
science.
Fine. Fine, then you do it next time. I won't do any
seconds.
I am not
going to
do
every
I'm upset because I asked for help, got none.
What do you mean?
You
help
had Pete and Eddie. You had Pete and Eddie helping you. Eddie did not help me.
And on top of it, Earl, there were thumbprints all over the pictures. It looked like someone smudged their face up against each one. You didn't even bother cleaning them.
I did clean them.
There was a big black pubic hair in one of them. A big
I cleaned them.
Black pubic hair. Now, when someone comes down the stairs, we have nice people come to visit. They see a big giant black pubic hair in one of Opie and Anthony's pictures. That's
fun.
A thumbs down.
Fine.
All right, Earl. Next time,
wow.
Next time we'll get you a whole staff.
No, just leave me out of it next time.
Need overtime. It has to be a union job.
Everybody knows everything, so leave me out of it next time.
Oh,
here it is.
Oh boy.
Just admit it took all day.
No,
it did take all day.
If you were any help,
what was I going to do? Oh, that looks good. A little bit to the left. No, you know, I have...
Why do you even... Some of us have work to do.
Earl,
and I didn't?
Earl, obviously no. All kidding aside, why did you need someone to help you?
I will say nothing.
He had Pete, the engineer, who had to put in like a bunch of compressors that day. Like, really important stuff for the radio station. There's Pete holding the pictures up for Earl. This guy's a union guy. He's holding pictures of Earl. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Now I know why you wear all black. It would take too long to try to figure out what to wear.
Come on.
that's funny.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Come on, that's funny.
Oh, the humanity on this MLK Day.
Come on, Earl. That's just a good joke.
Are there any assault rifles nearby?
Should we spend the Dr. Reverend Dr. Which way does that go? Martin Luther King's birthday. A room full of white guys just ragging on a black man. Is that the way we should celebrate the birthday of the Reverend Dr. G-Y-N, O-B-Y, G-Y-N, Martin Luther King? Was he a doctor? I never saw him with a stethoscope on. Is that how we should... Oh, come on now.
I'm outraged! I better come up with Reverend Howard. It's a really team raiser. Earl was just doing his job. Hanging picture. What's the problem? It took 6 hours. Sometimes it takes me that long at Kentucky Fried to go through 6 buckets of chicken. Reverend Al loves Kentucky Fried. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I understand Earl's hardship because it takes me that long to see if my big Volkswagen hubcap medallion is level. The same way, because my body's as big as a wall, so it's like hanging a picture. A little to the left. No, a little to the right. A little closer to the right nipple. I'm Reverend Al's big man boobs. But I'm outraged that a room full of white men are ragging our black brother, Earl. Even though he's just black on the outside.
Dave, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
Listen, you guys got to stop ragging on Earl.
Okay.
He's trying to do his best.
Right.
And he just wanted all the pictures to be level, make a nice presentation for all the your patrons coming into the place. Just like all those quirky Steinbrenners in the store, you know, when they're packaging your groceries, they're taking all their sweet time to... Look, you got to have a little sympathy for them.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
All right, on line two is Nigga Charlie. Thank
Come
you,
Come on.
Nigga Charlie checking in. Charlie, what's up?
This here is Nigga Charlie.
Jesus.
My brother. Earl be making Nigga Charlie look bad. Taking all this long to hang up some pictures. I don't clean up the West anymore. Thinking hanging pictures up. Nigga Charlie can't handle this.
All right, Charlie.
I don't like this.
All right, thank you, Chuck.
Nigga Charlie gotta go.
Linda, what's up?
Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
Good.
Well, you guys got to stop picking on Earl, because it takes a while to get, you know, pictures hung properly. First, you've got to get the architectural plan. Okay? You want to make sure everything's perfect.
Right.
Yeah, so stop picking on him.
All right, Linda, thank you.
Bone dry, yada doodle.
Ah, the Grease Man stopped into the show today. What's up,
Grease Man Joe on Martin Luther King's birthday.
Yeah.
It's me, the Grease Man. I want to comment on Earl hanging pictures. What happened, Earl? Took a little long, did it? I understand, though. Sort of a handicap being a black man. Waddle doodle. What? What did I say? Yaddle doodle, bone dry, yeah. Yaddle doodle. Yeah. No wonder it takes him so long to hang pictures. What? Waddle doodle, yaddle dee, bone dry, snarlin's, yeah.
All right, to answer the story,
Yeah, maybe if you would have used chain to hang the pictures, what a doodle. What takes longer, hanging pictures or picking cotton? What a doodle, jump down, turn around, pick a bell of cotton, yeah. It's the Grease Man Show. I gotta say that a million times. Grease Man, not Opie and Anthony, it's a character. Mr. Imus uses characters there.
All right, on the line.
Jesus Christ. Even the Grease Man won't say that.
All right, on the line, Anthony.
Yeah.
Is the guy that gave Earl the job of hanging the pictures.
Oh, my God. Boy, we get right to the bottom of this.
Matt Devoti, everyone. What's up, Matt?
I'm on the parkway in South Jersey, and I had to pull over to call you guys.
Okay.
I got Lambert, so happy holiday, by the way.
Happy MLK.
Happy holiday. Happy birthday, MLK. Happy birthday, MLK. Happy birthday, MLK. Happy birthday to you. the Greaseman Show. Waddle doodle. I'll never get another job in radio again. Me, the Greaseman. On N-E-W, yaddle doodle, waddle doodle. Bone dry, snarling Greaseman, yeah.
All right, Matt, so you gave Earl the job.
All right, the deal is, Mark's kind of right. It took 2.5 days. The reason is, we asked them to print out 6 to 8 pictures to hang on the wall in the lobby.
Yeah.
Off the computer.
Yeah.
So then the computer broke down. Then our printer ran out of ink. And it took 2.5 days finally. So the day of the hanging...
So the day of the hanging, it started at 9:30 in the morning.
9:30 in the morning and went till about 4:30. And the only reason Earl's is they came in and changed their mind on how to hang them. We drew a diagram of how to hang them, and he kept getting it wrong. We had 2 half moons. One to the left was in the shape of a C, and one to the right in the shape of a D. You follow?
Yeah, I gotcha.
They both went straight up and down and it flat across the top. So finally, Pete, the chief engineer, just quit and left. But,
it was Pete's idea. It was
realistic, though. He was punching lockers outside the hallway there. He got so upset.
So much for working on that next big Opie and Anthony promotion. We got pictures.
Now, I'm curious, too. This is indicative of everything that happens at that station. How come on a holiday, Ben, Psycho Mark, and Earl are all in? Okay. Nothing better to do.
All right. Very good, Matt.
Anyway, my brothers, have a great afternoon.
You too, Matt. Matt Tavoti, everyone.
Sick boy writing in on instant feedback saying, we better pray to God The Rock isn't listening today.
Why? All right. Well, thank you, Earl.
Oh.
Earl, thank you. Earl, if you're going to punch me, can you wait? Like, I need 5 more days for my eyes to heal. Earl, hello? All right, he's not talking to us anymore.
We used to do jobs that were called prevailing wage jobs. So let's say you'd make normally at $10 an hour, knocking 10, maybe $15 an hour. These prevailing wage jobs, $50 an hour.
Ooh.
You'd get at these job sites where they'd have to pay these wages.
Right.
We would milk these things for days and days on end. I swear to God, it could be something as simple as, you know, you got to put a 24 by 24 return grill in the ceiling. Should take half hour. 2 days later, you got to make sure it's straight. You got to make sure it's level. You got to make sure you're getting $50 an hour. So, you know, if that was the case, Earl, then I truly do understand.
Earl, if you're not going to use your mic, you got to leave the studio.
Yeah.
He's breathing really heavy. We can hear that.
He's pissed.
Earl, we got to move on with the show.
Move on.
We're giving you the last word. If there's anything you want to say,
I remain silent.
All right. Then with that, we got to take a break, okay? Let's move on from the Earl thing. We're done with Earl, okay? Earl?
Yes.
All right.
Opie and Anthony.
Oh, those guys are fast!
1027 WNEW.
It's the Opie and Anthony Show. This is 1027 WNEW. We're going to try to move on from Earl. 212-757-1027 if you have anything. Mike from Manhattan on the instant feedback. Opie, according to my calculations, your doctor could have restored vision to about 24 people before Earl could have hung 6 lousy pictures. MLK would be proud today. Earl's really pissed for the first time ever.
I know. He is truly pissed.
Matt, what's going on?
Yeah, really quick, get the bell ready, guys. I figured out why Earl couldn't hang the picture so quick.
Yeah.
Because he's got a natural fear of any kind of hanging.
Oh come on.
Thank you very much.
That's wrong. Thank you, Matt.
Jesus Christ. On their phones.
Timmy, you're next on WNEW.
Hey, how you doing? What's going on?
All right.
Listen, you guys better rip up Bob Shannon up on 101.
Why?
Because he was just ripping you guys up. I was flipping through the stations while you guys were on break.
Yeah.
And he said that they were in the newspaper that they just cloned them 2 monkeys. He says, now that you guys, now they have somebody to take you, your guys' place, you guys should take a break.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Everybody talking about the Opie and Anthony show.
Yeah, we don't mind.
We don't care. Keep talking.
All right, guys. Later.
On thank
CBS?
You. CBS? Taking jabs at us?
Yep.
Isn't that that's oldies, right?
That's the old. That's the elephant graveyard.
Yeah.
That's where like the old. That's where the old jocks go to die.
Hello, love.
All right, guys. Later.
All right, man. CBS now? We must be getting popular if CBS is now taking shots at us. Donald, what's up?
How could they even do that? Isn't that just the music station? Don't they have, like, strict rules?
Who knows?
You know, you're supposed to just seg the songs, shut up, maybe talk about how cold it is out, and go to the next Sherelle's song or something.
You have to go around the corner.
Hey, Donald, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I was just listening to CBS. My uncle had it on. He said, that they clone twin monkeys.
Yeah.
And he said Opie and Anthony can take a vacation now.
Keep talking about
that's
us.
That's pretty funny, though.
I can't believe it. You guys are great, man.
Thank you.
You guys are fantastic. Hey, how come you never show up down at all those WOW shows over here in New White Park, man?
When WOW gets going again, we'll be all over the place.
I hope so. We're going to see you guys.
All right, Donald.
Take care, man.
Bye.
You got to give him something, because that's a pretty funny line.
It's a funny line, but if you're going to try to, like, get to us, you got to come up with something a little bit more than that. CBS FM! Hello!
They cloned a couple of monkeys. Hey, looks like Opie and Anthony could be taking a vacation.
Here, get some CBS music. We'll do it how they did it. Probably in between talk records, because they only get, like, 15 seconds to do their shtick, Anthony, you know?
Yeah, let's see if we can talk it up like they do over there. I wish we had the echo. We need the massive echo chamber.
Oh, where it sounds like you're like playing basketball in the gym and doing a radio show at the same time?
Yeah, you're on a basketball court, it sounds like.
All right.
Wow.
Hello, love!
We don't have that, though. I don't know why they do that.
God, we must be pissing off just everybody in this business.
Well, our pals at the radio message board, the industry little dumping ground for all the people all weekend long and today. Once again, we're just the popular post.
All right, Ant, you want to be the CBS FM DJ?
What song is it?
Dissing Us, Joy to the World.
Oh, yeah?
Guess you have to do it right up to the post, Anthony.
Okay, I'll try.
Hey, CBS FM, it's Harry Balls here.
Oh, this is a short intro.
Yeah, I need a
long intro.
We need a much longer intro.
I can't say
right?
who I am, the station, and rag us.
Yeah, we got to... How about a little, let's see. How long is the intro to, like, knock three times?
I don't know. Let's see.
Let me see.
Hey, Harry Balls here, CBS FM. You know, I'm reading they cloned a couple of monkeys and the music's coming in now.
Hey, girl, we don't have enough time.
Okay, I got one.
We got one?
I got to have a long intro.
No, no, really. We need, like, 15 seconds.
Yeah, that could work.
All right, here we go, Ant. Give it a try.
Ready?
What is it?
Holly's.
Seven. Hey, everybody. Harry Snatch with you, CBS FM. I'm reading in the paper today that they cloned a couple of monkeys. Looks like Opie and Anthony going to be able to take a vacation. The Hollies, blonde, cool woman in a black dress. This one taking you right back to September 1972.
Yeah, that's not bad. Bravo.
Didn't have any more to babble.
All right, well, you want to do like a little weather break? Here, do a quick weather break over Joy to the World. This is what real DJs do. We can't even imagine doing any of this stuff for real. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Camel Toe here. You got the wrong song on me, Opie.
All right, give me this one.
This is that other. Oh, my God. This funeral dirge. That's what they play over there, though.
This crap?
Yeah.
Why do we even have these CDs? All right, talk this one up, Ant. Which one is it? Evil Ways.
They don't play this over
don't
there,
play
do they?
This, Rick. Yeah.
You gotta play those cheesy.
Rick doesn't know the business, man.
Yeah, you gotta play
like the worst music ever.
Snotty, moldy oldies.
Like they play this. Do a quick weather break. You don't have much time here. Ready?
Hey, Harry Snatch with ya. Gonna be a little cold today. Make sure you put on your sweater. CBS FM.
Hey, girl, what you doing down?
Oh, you're going to be freezing. Your testicles are going to be sticking to your ass crack. I've lost my friggin' mind working here at CBS FM. Oh, how you doing, people? Remember, it's really cold outside. So put on a sweater or you'll end up brain damaged like Opie and Anthony. Look, I'm talking over the music. I'm going to get fired. Miss Tambourine Man. Miss Tambourine Man. I like the Shatner version better. See me on that.
All right, you're getting better as we go along here.
The hell is this? Oh, gypsy slutted horse on CBS.
That's all they get to say, though. Like, that's pretty much the gig over there. You got to do everything you've ever wanted to say in your life in like 3 seconds. You don't even get a chance there.
Oh, that one you don't. Here, try this one.
Hey, everybody. Harry Sack with you on CBS FM. You know, they called a couple of monkeys, and I can't talk about it because the music started. I wish I was over at Eddie W.
See, he had to...
They don't give a crap.
He had to pick the perfect song to do it.
Yeah.
I think this one would do it for you. Here you go. Hold on, man.
Hey, everybody. Harry Snatch with you. Coming up next, 9-year-old boys with no teeth. Next on CBS FM. Hey!
Oh. Hey, it's supposed to air, my brother.
That was the one.
Very impressed with that one. All right, wait, let's try this one. Remember the Cher song?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Hey, everybody. CBS FM. I like doing oral on my dog. It's the Cherokee people, CBS. CBS FM, incense and peppermint, strawberry alarm clock. I got my finger in my ass, CBS. Oh, these boots are made for walking or sticking in my butt crack. Nancy Sinatra, CBS FM.
You keep saying you've got something for me. Never
What a tool. Keep talking about us. We can care less.
That is a talent, though. You got to give him that.
One, two, three, four. Oh, everybody! Harry Snatch with ya. Bully, bully, that's how I like my girls, with a big hairy gash. CBS FM. Hey, everybody, Dick Oozin in ya. We're going to be happy together with the turtles. Uh-oh, I screwed up again. Hey, Dick Gazinia here on CBS FM with the Monkees.
Wow, that was an easy one. For
someone else, but not for me. Hey, creaming your snatch here on CBS FM. I like hairless 10-year-olds on CBS FM. Oh, it's windy outside, isn't it? And pretty cold. Make sure you wear your sweater. I like catching hummers. I'm catching one right now under the console from Windy CBS.
Oh,
I can get a job over there, right?
I think you can, man.
As long as you can goof on stupid stuff. You just got to say inane crap in between all the crappy music. Hey, everybody. Harry Crotch with you. And, I was just looking at the name of the song. Well, it's a tricky job. I keep stepping on the words because I'm diddling myself. CBS. That's some gig they got over there, though. But if all you had to do is, like, during the music, plan out what you're going to say over the... and listen to the beginning of the song playing time. Yeah. Hey, the Osmond Brothers! You know, I'd like to anally rape the youngest one. CBS!
Holy smoke.
Wow. I'm
dying over here.
Oh, my God.
That's a good one.
Too funny. I think we've run out of songs.
Oh, did we?
Unfortunately.
Oh, hey, Rick's got 1963 coming up.
The hits.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Where is it?
Here we go.
Hey, everyone. Dick and Saga here at CBSFM. Remember the NAMBLA convention this weekend. If you like the hairless little nutsacks, CBS.
I don't even care if people are finding this funny, man. We can do this for another 5 hours. We're trying to find music as fast as we can. Let's see. Let's try this one.
Hey, everyone, saggy balls with you. You know, ever since I passed 60, my sack is like melted Turkish taffy. I gotta tell you, aged gravity, it's a bitch. CBSFM.
Hit the post there pretty good.
I try. Stepped on a little bit. Hey, everyone, it's your good pal, Phil McCracken. Over here, CBSFM, it's the association. This one taking you way back. Reminds me of the first time I had a man's unit in my face. CBS.
He went away, and you hung around.
Hey, shut up, bitch. I got to talk over you.
And now you go after you. You said things that were very
God damn.
Bad.
My boyfriend's black.
Oh, brother. Yeah, it's the Jackson 5. CBSFM. That's when he was a black man, as opposed to when he is now a white woman.
We've run out of tunes.
Wow.
Even Earl's laughing. Earl, you got the echo? Hello, hello?
Does that actually work?
Hello.
I just hear static.
Hello, hello, hello? Nah, it doesn't work that good.
Damn, I wish we had that.
Oh, there it is.
All right, here we go.
Hey, whoa! Wait a minute. Very good. No, make it nice and loud for Andy.
Yeah. All right. Hey, everyone. Claude Balls here. CBSFM. I'm here in the gymnasium. And I'm hoping to find a few underage girls to bang. CBS! I can't even hear the music on this echo. Yeah, you might remember this one. Take your
76 Elton John, Kiki Dean, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. And I remember her yelling, Don't Go Breaking My Hymen. CBS!
Don't go breaking my heart. I couldn't if I tried. Oh, honey, if I get a breath,
hey, Anthony, pass me the ball. I want to take a couple shots as we're in this gymnasium doing the radio show.
All right, let's play a game of horse.
Okay.
What a joke.
See, even Earl's laughing. We're all back together again.
And CBS.
God damn. Hello, love.
Hello, love. Ron Lundy. Hello, love. I am BB.
Harry Harrison.
We're getting fired for this one.
All right, ready for another one?
You can't rag on the legends. Where's my echo, goddammit?
Where's the echo for the man?
Yeah, this will take you back 1972. Three Dog Night, black and white. Oh, that's how I like them. Black. Yeah. I don't have anything funny to say to that, Opus.
That's all right.
I need a good song about, like, effing.
Hey, do that one. Track one, man. That's a hit. That's a CBS FM hit right there.
What, track one over there?
On this one.
Let me see.
Let me turn down your echo for a second.
I love the echo.
Hold on.
We might have to start using that here. M-E-W.
John, what's up?
I tell you, I'm laughing so hard I'm about to have an angina. I know it's inside, but that puts me in the same age group as the DJs on CBS.
All right, very good. Thank you, John. Here goes John. All right, turn up Ant's echo again. Here we go.
Where's my echo?
When he just said this, why would you know I did some heavy duty echo?
Wow. Hey, is this a live cut? Yeah. All right, everyone. Elton John on CBS with Billy and the Jets. You know, on this Martin Luther King birthday, I'd like to say, I think the Klan has some good ideas. CBS FM.
Okay, hold on. This one's good. All right. Hold on. Okay. Half these old CDs won't even queue up. It won't queue up, man. It won't queue up.
It won't queue up.
These things are so freaking old. Glenn, what's up?
Yo, what's up? Guys, it's so friggin' funny. I was driving around at the AAA road service, and I had a cigarette in my hand. I almost burned myself and ran off the road. So friggin' funny.
Thank you, Glenn.
All right, man. You guys are doing great.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
I like the echo. Is that coming in good?
There it is. Ready?
Yeah. Hey, everyone, Little Ava, it's the Locomotion. This one coming out August 1962. I'm Buster Hyman.
Everybody's doing
CBS.
It's
that
time. I'd like to get to like it. Give it a chance now. Come on, baby. Come on.
Andy, what's up?
You guys are kidding me. I'm on 17, and me and a guy next to me who was obviously listening because he was laughing his ass off, too, almost hit each other on the highway.
Hey, is the echo coming through good?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
All right.
Thank you, Ed.
Take
Andy.
It easy.
All right, bye. Here
we go. Hey, everyone, it's Haywood Jabalby here on CBS FM. This one, Billy Preston, going back to 1974. Nothing from nothing. You know, I think Adolf Hitler was a good guy. CBS.
Nothing from nothing, keep nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna beat me.
Well, he's gotta get his ideas in quick. Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
What's up?
Do you guys think this actually is hysterical, huh?
Yes, we do.
You think this is really funny?
Yes.
Our caller, Frank, you're on the air.
This is real. I've been listening
to you guys. It's Justin Sider.
I don't think it's funny. You know, CBS FM is a station that's responsible for bringing rock and roll to this city.
Ho-ho, Frank.
Looks here's like Hitler missed a few. CBS.
It's not funny, man. It's just not funny.
It's not funny. You're saying it's not funny.
It's not funny. It's not right, man. It's just not right.
Is my echo coming through? Because that's all that matters.
Hey, your echo's coming through. You need a little bit more if you really want to know the truth.
All right, Frank.
What's the beef with that other station? I don't understand it. Why
he doesn't understand it.
Why are you mocking on CBS FM?
And dedicated to him, we'll play just a little understanding. Taking you right back to 1962, Frank. We understand you. We're listening here at CBS FM.
And we might as well take care of, take advantage of this gymnasium. Let's play a game of handball while we do our radio show.
Got some handball there?
Yeah.
Since we're broadcasting from a gym. What is the purpose of the echo at CBS FM?
CBS. It's to help enhance my voice so you can't tell I'm 101, just like our frequency. 101, CBS FM.
God damn.
Hey. I want to apply for a job over there.
Wait, you missed a
good one. Right?
You missed a good one over here too.
Hold on.
All right, ready, CBS FM DJ?
Yeah, whatever.
Ron Lundy, CBS FM. How you doing, people? This one's gonna bring back some memories of those black exploitation films.
What is this? Is he the SWAT? Oh, I thought it was Shaft.
I can talk through the whole thing because there's no words in this song. So I can talk it up right till the end. Hey, let's go touch some children. CBS. I bet Frank didn't like that one. Frank that just called in didn't like it because he's a child toucher. CBS. Hey, Frank Dildo here. This one's going to be taking you all the way back to 1974. It's David Essex, Rock On. And boy, I got a rock hard one here in my pants. Just thinking of passing by the junior high school earlier. CBS FM. Oh, yeah, here we go. Party like there's no tomorrow. It's Phil McCracken here at CBS FM. This one's a chance. Tequila. I like drinking a lot of tequila and sticking my member where it doesn't belong. Maybe next time it'll be your own keister. Let's go out and sip some gum and handy. Come on with me. CBS FM. Yeah, Harry's back here. It's Paul Anka. Lonely boy. I'm pretty lonely, too.
I'm just a lonely boy.
Uh-oh, I ran out of music there, Opie. What would happen if that actually happened on CBS FM? I just keep talking. I'm so lonely, I got blue balls. CBS.
I've got it.
Hey, just staying with you here on CBS FM, reminding everyone, do a public service announcement, get those herpes vaccinations, because you don't know who I'm going to be bagging. Oh, CBS! Hey, it's Wake Up Little Susie, the Everly Brothers. I like it when they're asleep. I can bag them, they never know. It's CBS!
It never ends. Maurice, what's up?
How's it going?
All right.
Miss Tambourine Man.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Tambourine Man.
Yes?
What's up, Maurice?
Not too much.
All right.
Tell you, sounds just like CBS.
Okay. Thank you, Maurice.
What song are you going to have on next?
Okay, there goes Maurice. Artie, you're next on WNEW, actually.
How you doing, guys?
All right. WNEW, Artie, you're on.
I hated those guys when I used to listen to them as a kid. This is the funniest skit I have ever heard in my whole life.
We're going to get jobs over there at CBS-FM.
You guys are much better than those clowns that used to be over there, I'll tell you.
Hey, Bloody Anus here on CBS. And I want to remind everybody the NAMBLA convention this weekend. Don't forget, tight little supple buttocks. Sponsored by us here at CBS-FM. 9-year-old boys, not a hair on their sack.
Gio.
Yeah, man.
What's up, Gio?
How you guys doing?
Good. What's up? Make it fast.
Yeah, listen, I want to hear some Beach Boys. Can you hook me up with some Beach Boys, please?
Yeah, let's find some Beach Boys for
request.
Gio.
Going
can
out.
Harry Sack hook me up with some Beach Boys, please?
Harry Sack, Gio will hook you up with some Beach Boys.
All right, Harry, thanks, man.
Hey, Gio, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Manhattan, man.
Oh, wait, if I'm going to be in on this, I got to have an echo, too. Okay.
Gio from Manhattan.
I want to hear some Beach Boys.
Let's go surfing now, everybody. Yeah. Now come on a safari with me. Come on a safari with me. Early in the morning we'll be starting
out. Hey, they talk too much.
Yeah, we need like an intro for Harry Sacks.
In the meantime, we'll get to Gio's request in a second, but here's another one for everyone out there in Radio Land.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody. Claude Balls here. Frankie Avalon from 1959. Venus rides with penis. What I like having in my face. CBS.
Penis, if you will.
Please send the little girl for me to thrill.
Yeah, I like the line of that song. I'm going to apply for this job over there at CBS.
Anthony, what's up?
Oh, guys, man. 5 o'clock on a Monday, you got bit of the week already. Oh, my God.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm driving down Sunrise Highway. You're killing me, man.
No one else will play this 4 times this week.
All right, guys, man, you're the best.
All right, Anthony, thank you.
Peace out.
Everyone from 1958, the teddy bears, to know him is to love him. And to know...
Love, love, love.
Well, now we're getting the request coming in here.
Oh, great.
Andrew, what would you like to hear this afternoon?
Listen, Bloody Anus, could you play a little Three Dog Night for me?
Andrew wants to hear some... Where's my echo?
Oh, sorry.
Andrew wants to hear some Three Dog Night. I remember I had a Three Dog Night once. One on my face, another one I was banging, and the other one was licking me, you know where. CBS.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Andrew.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Yeah, this one, Dave Baby Cortez. It's called The Happy Organ, this song. I have a happy organ in my pants. Just think. Oh, there it goes all over the console. CBS. Just had an accident.
Jesus Christ.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, the blood of three. As
great balls of fire, Jerry Lee Lewis. I have great balls of fire. I banged some bitch last night. I don't know what she had. CBS.
That was Rick's holding up fingers to me. Bill, what's going on?
Yeah, how you doing, Opie and Anthony?
All right.
How about an Ass Backwards Oldie from CBS-FM?
Oh, a backwards oldie, huh?
How does the backwards oldie work?
Yeah.
Oh, you play something backwards and someone has to guess what it is?
That's it.
All right, we'll have to do that.
You guys are great.
The right. Backwards oldie.
All right, thank you.
Bye. The moldy oldie.
Mike, what's going on?
Dude.
Yeah.
I got a request. I want to hear some Stevie Wonder, and I want to know when the Cousin Brucey hour comes on. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Later.
Hey, Hey, big Dick Gazinia here. The Crass 16 Candles. I love you so. Suck me, CBS. Never ends.
No one does it.
Elvis Presley from 1957, all shook up. I'm shaking my bumper and leaving a stain on the seat. See, he came in too soon.
Hey, Frank, what's
damn
up?
Elvis.
Guys, seriously, yeah. Come on. It's not funny anymore. Maybe for the first 5 seconds it was funny.
No, we just drilling into the ground, dude.
You're pissing me off because, you know, you're talking about a station that's been in this market for 40 years.
Yeah, so this station's been here even longer.
Yeah, well, exactly. Look what they're down to. Look what you guys are up to. There's a reason for that, man. Don't mess around with that stuff. The music.
Oh, we just wanted to see how long it would take someone to call up and say, knock it off.
All right, thank you.
All right, Frank. And for you?
Can I have a request?
Yeah, here. This one's going out to you, Frank.
Okay.
The Silhouettes, get a job, you loser, Frank. Frank's a child toucher, CBS.
It's not funny, man. Frank says it's not funny. He's pissing him off. CBS. He's laughing. CBS. Oh, boy. Frank's a homo. CBS.
Come on. We're just having fun.
We run out of music, I believe.
No. I think the Rick just can't make it stop.
One more. Make it stop.
Make it stop. Yeah, we gotta end up on an up note here. All right? An up note? All right. Here we go.
Clawed Balls here. This one going back to 1961. The Lion sleeps tonight. The Tokens. Lion wouldn't be sleeping if I were there. I'm into bestiality. I'll bag anything with a hole. CBS FM.
Oh, brother. So there you have it. CBS FM. They make fun of us with one lousy line, and we just did about an hour on them.
Yeah, thank you for giving us an hour of material.
Oh. No, Rick, we're through. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Know when to say when.
Scott, what's up?
Hey, guys, too funny. Listen, I just want to know two things. One, when did Tubby Tom start working for CBS? And two, where are you guys going to be working next week?
CBS!
All right, guys, take care.
All right, man.
Hey, everybody, Bloody Gash here. Saying, let's do the twist. Just twist my sack until I scream. CBS!
Yes, we're.
I think Chubby was a fag. CBS.
I got a Chubby in my pants.
Well, okay.
Hey, Bill, you're next on the show. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? You guys rock. I just want to say that you guys always amuse me when I'm in the car and. Greatest thing ever.
Thanks. It's a nice byproduct of just amusing ourselves, because I think that's all we do in here. If it happens to amuse someone out there, hey, fine.
Oh, listen, I turned all my friends on to listening to you. It's the greatest thing in the world. We think you guys rock. I got to tell you, though, I've been waiting for years for somebody to go off on CBS FM. My father has tortured me forever with that damn station.
That's the father station, man. When you're in the car, it's, oh, God, Dad, CBS.
Genuinely. Oh, all right. Thanks a lot, guys. You guys rock. Keep it up.
All right, man.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, God, that was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, guys. I tell you, I got the flu, and you guys are killing me.
Don't die. We need you.
Hey, Anthony, you know how you can make Frank happy?
How?
Stop teasing CBS. Do WABC.
Yeah, true.
Remember those like Harry Harrison?
Yeah, when they were music over there.
Oh, my
God.
Harry Harrison.
Instant replay, replay, replay.
Yeah, remember that? They used to do the instant replay, replay, and play the same song they just played.
Exactly.
Like back to back, the same song. Yeah,
horrible.
Greece is the word. Have you heard? Have you heard? Again, 20 times in a row.
You sound like you're broadcasting from my colon, for God's sake.
Nah, it doesn't sound that big.
Oh, come on.
All right, Billy.
Hey, guys, listen, you be good. We'll get stuff coming in tomorrow.
All right, Billy from Aerosic Productions, everybody.
Later, guys.
Bye. All right, Billy.
All right, we got to take a break, Anthony.
Okay, take a break.
One more?
Come on. Oh, my God.
One more. All right. Better be good.
Hey, it's Jimmy Jones, handyman. I'm quite the handyman myself. I like putting my hands on any man I can find. CBS. We'll be right back.
All right.
After these words.
More.
Rick, you always go one too far.
More stupidity on the way. Stay right where you are.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, can we get these illiterates off the air, please?
We suck.
If I wasn't on it, I wouldn't listen.
1027 WNEW.
It's the Opie and Anthony show.
Hey, man.
On this fine MLK Day, 1027 WNEW.
Yeah, everyone's just using the initials now.
MLK.
Everyone got to, it's Y2MLK.
Y2MLK, yeah. Very good, yeah.
I want to throw in as many initials as I can.
And let me read the phone number way behind your head there with my new eyes. 212-757-1027. People enjoyed the CBS FM bit, it seems.
Yeah, a couple of people are angry with us about it.
Well, one of those guys is angry. He's on the line. It's Cousin Brucey, everyone. Cousin Brucey.
Cousin Brucey. What's up, guys?
Something tells me this isn't Cousin Brucey.
Are you... listen here. You guys be making fun of me. I'd be having to sell carpets on UPN.
Yeah, it's carpet. The carpet on his head.
Oh, listen, who are you talking about? Cousin Opie there? Cousin Opie and Anthony?
Well, it was a good show.
Cousin Opie and Cousin Heather.
Hey, cousins. It's your cousin Brucey.
Kevin, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Don't you guys work for CBS?
Yeah, that's the trouble.
Is that like why they make you work 2 to 7 while every other jock in the station works a 3 or a 4-hour shift?
Let me tell you, we are the best at cross-promoting our company's radio stations and TV.
And TV stations.
I should fire you to find another show on the radio that talks about their company as much as we do.
Guys, you are killing me. I couldn't even do anything around the house for that hour.
The big bosses of this company just don't understand why we will not pick on other companies.
I know.
It's so much fun doing your own. What are you talking about?
Now we're going to get the call from the southern guy down south screaming at this bit, too. Here it comes.
Anthony, now look, you boys, you've been doing good lately. I've kind of been appreciating the direction you're going in. But I got to tell you, you pick on stations in this company, we'll fire you as fast as you can look at me. I swear to God. Now, look, we hope you have a long, illustrious career with our organization. And don't think that just because you get ratings, that's going to keep your seats warm. We will boot your asses quicker than you can blink. You don't screw with the company.
Dude, they're going to have you working from like 6 a.m. till midnight.
That was our punishment.
That's your punishment, man. They're going to put you in there like 18 hours a day.
Like, you should hear the phone calls we get after we do bits like that. Yeah. You think that's a bit, that what Ant just did? We'll get the southern guy again on the phone.
Now, yeah.
He'll go, now look, I thought we just talked about this. You guys messing up with the CBS TV station last week. I thought you learned.
But they're like, we just get lucky
now,
like
Opie.
That. That was the station that was out there.
Failure.
God damn. And then the CBS FM, that's the guy that was goofing on us today.
Yeah.
It wasn't ABC, so it wasn't another station.
He used to work for ABC.
Sorry.
I think that whole station used to work for ABC.
Oh, man.
Back when
it's
I was
all
like
a big, radio's a big whorehouse. If you could get AIDS from radio jobs or like sex and you could get AIDS from it, every jock would be dead. Because it's just a bunch of sluts and whores going around banging each other.
Probably change names.
You end up with the same mic in front of your face like a symbolic swing. Just lapping all over it. Hey, look, it's Rod Lundy. Last week, you know, Harry Harrison was slopping on this thing. Bunch of whores.
All right, Kevin.
You guys are outstanding. Keep it up.
Thank you.
See ya.
And to think we were going to take today off. Sal, what's up?
Are we?
I do
Hey,
detail.
How you doing, guys?
All right.
guys rock.
Thanks,
yeah, I was enjoying that bit a lot. And who are these little wusses calling and complaining? I can't believe they were pissing and moaning about that.
Because they can't take a joke.
It's no joke.
Hey, you can't dish it out, you know?
All right, Sal, thank you.
All right, man.
Peace. Joe, you're next on WNEW. What's up?
E Cousins.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, Cousins.
Oh, God. That was the sickest crap. I mean, I'm telling you. I mean,
I think he liked it, Opie.
What's that?
I think he liked it.
Yes, I loved it. I practically loved it. But let me tell you something. CBS is like the lamest crap. I mean, you won't even bar acknowledging those old geezers and crap like that. But
that's fun. Everybody.
I think I got like 5 days worth of material on this.
Everyone's heard CBS, though. You know, you're in New York. You listen to it.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunate, but sick at home with the freaking flu. Right now, I'd be riding in the street listening to you guys and shit. It's hard to keep a straight face riding it because I'm a best driver. Right, every day try to keep a straight face and shake. No, I look like a lunatic with eyes.
All right, man.
I got him. Okay. I got that punch, Opie.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All
take
right.
care.
He cursed. He said the S word. What do you got there, O?
Let's see. New York, New York. First Lady Hillary Clinton chose Martin Luther King's birthday to come to Harlem and meet with two big New York newsmakers.
Oh, brother.
What a crock of crap this is. The First Lady brought her Senate campaign to Al Sharpton's National Network headquarters for a 20-minute speech to a packed house.
I like her big, fat, white ass.
Mrs. Clinton also met the parents of slain West African immigrant Amadou Diallo and spoke of their ongoing misery. She met face-to-face with Reverend Al Sharpton for the first time since she entered the Senate race, Anthony.
Wow. She's finally and chose this day.
The meeting is believed to be a signal that after some controversy, the key African-American leader will support the First Lady's Senate run and not enter the race himself.
It's great. We took her to the back room of the Apollo Theater, and me and Alton Maddox put on the rotisserie and played three-card money on her back. She loved it. I had my big Volkswagen hubcap medallion banging off the top of her head when I was banging the First Lady. Man, but, you know, I'm not used to vaginas that abused and used. Like throwing a crowbar down a hallway. My God. What has she done?
Well, I'm glad for Reverend Al, because he's been screaming that she hasn't met with him.
Right.
We played Pearl Harbor. I laid on my back like the battleship, what was that, Arizona? And she flew over and blew the hell out of me.
Wow.
Wolfman Jack's on line 12.
Wolfman Jack, what's up?
Yo, Wolfman.
He's dead.
Hello?
Oh, I thought he was dead, and that's why he sounded like that.
Yeah, what's up, Wolfman?
It's Wolfman Jack.
Wolfman's laughing from the grave. What's up, Wolfman?
You guys are killing me.
Who the hell is that?
That's one of our cronies.
Oh, boy.
All right. Because we did, 50 minutes on CBS FM, we really got to take another quick break, unfortunately.
All right.
We ran so late in that last segment, so hang tight. We'll be right back. We found a girl that could shoot stuff from a private area.
More stupidity on the way. 1027 WNEW.
Anthony Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner.
Oh, you got to lose that weight, people. You packed it on for the holidays. Now you got to take it off. Stacker 2. That's what... Oh, wait a minute. Opie, trying to get me...
I'm trying to get you
I'm
the echo.
Static.
I know.
What did Earl hit?
We got to get you the echo, man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there it is.
All right, Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner.
Stacker 2. Yeah, you put on a little extra pounds over the holidays. You want to take that off, use Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. What else does it do? It cuts down on your cravings to snack during the day. It also gives you a boost of energy, like we get here at CBS FM, us and our 101-year-old bodies. Oh, CBS FM and Stacker 2. Oh, my God. I'm getting so jacked. Help me, Spock. Help me, Spock. God, that echo is heinous. Could you imagine having to listen to that all day? The sad part is they probably like broadcast in a little closet and they need to make it sound bigger than life, so they just
add echo.
Add some echo. Stacker 2. Guy gets that lunatic.
We're like children in here, Jesus Christ.
All right, Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. Yeah, it does the three things, Anthony. A very good product. They've been with us since practically the beginning. Crushes the cravings to snack in between meals. It gives you the boost of energy. And if it's called the world's strongest fat burner, you could definitely imagine that it will burn the fat on your damn fat body of yours, okay?
Lose that weight.
They have a website, www.stacker2.com. That's stacker2.com, or give them a call at 1-800-LIGHTLINE. That's 1-800-LITELINE. Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. Thousands have proven it works. 1027 WNEW, it's the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey there.
Having lots and lots of fun today.
What a freezing Monday.
Yeah, it's very, very cold out there.
Yeah, probably worse now.
Light traffic, though. Hopefully for you as you drive home.
It's the holiday, the MLK holiday.
Who had to work today?
I don't know. It's very tricky this holiday because everybody's, the bosses get very paranoid to not give the people off, because then they come off seeming like a racist. Like they don't consider Martin Luther King's birthday a holiday. So they just default to giving the staff off.
Mm-hmm.
Not this place. I mean, it is a leave a holiday here, but like smaller companies, like, oh, should I give them off? Should I give them off? I better.
You better.
Don't want to seem like a racist.
Right. We're pretty flattered because everyone had off today.
But yeah.
A ton of people came in just to hang out with our show today. We appreciate that. Who's this?
Sabina.
Sabina?
Yeah.
What's up, Sabina?
No, you guys are killing me.
Oh, cool.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I turn on the radio and I hear Anthony and Echo. I'm looking at the station like, where the hell am I listening to? I need more Echo, though, you guys.
Yeah,
it was too great. No, I'm working.
Well, we don't want to burn out the Echo bit, you know? We already did 45 minutes on
here, really.
So far, the suckers who had to work today, I was one of them.
Oh, really? Where do you work?
I work in a kid's dentist office.
Oh.
So since the kids head out from school, I have
to work. Not a little dental appointment.
Yeah.
Not a little biting little bastards.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, listen, I was waiting to hear the airstrike in Echo on that guy Frank who was bitching.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, guys, airstrike him. You got to get him.
Airstrike in Echo. My God, it might rattle the place apart.
Frank was wrecking our buzz.
Yeah.
There's always one that wrecks your buzz.
Buzzkill.
Well, thank you, Sabina.
I didn't have one yet.
All right, cool.
Anyway, late FU to Spaz, who left me on hold for 20 minutes on Friday.
We let Spaz have today off.
Thank you.
That is hilarious, because if anyone's racist on the show, it's Spaz, and we gave him MLK Day off.
Who's,
yeah, and I'm sure Earl is very happy that you guys gave him off today.
Who's Martin Luther King? Why do I have the day off? I don't even know who that is. What's his name? Who is?
Hey, Sabina, how's the traffic out there?
It's not too bad. I'm getting on a Route 80 right now, so.
Kind of light, though?
Yeah. I'm heading north, so. But heading south, there was a bit of traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
All right, bye,
guys.
So, what did he do? Like, invent the watermelon? I really don't know. The guy that invented the secret recipe at KFC? Who's MLK?
George, what's going on?
Oh, how you guys doing?
Great.
Listen, you bring up Hitler. You're bringing up the blacks.
Yeah.
I got friends that are Jewish. I got friends that are black. And here I am making me laugh my ass off.
Oh, you were laughing.
I couldn't think of it. I want to be mad. I don't like it. You pick on these people. I work with them. They're right next to me. I insist we got to listen to this on the radio. Got to listen to it. I got a tear coming from my eye.
Uh-oh.
Couldn't have been funnier.
Like we said, we are equal opportunity offenders.
Absolutely.
Everyone is open to be skewered on this show.
You guys rule.
All right, George. Thank you.
Later.
Bye.
No one is safe on this show.
No.
You won't be hearing, apologize.
I'm just clearing the lines, so if I hang up on you, it's not on purpose. We're just trying to move on with the show today, okay? TJ, sorry. All right. 212-757-1027.
What else did we want to get to today? Oh, we want to talk about Sopranos, Ant.
Yeah. Well, I missed it last night, the season premiere.
Why would you miss the season premiere? You're like the main Soprano guy. You talk about the show. You love
well,
it.
Well, Opie, I'm no longer residing at my old house, which has HBO. Oh. So I'm moving into a new place over the weekend. I was doing some painting and stuff. And cable doesn't come until Thursday.
I see.
Yes. But I got a great new TV. Oh, it's huge. Oh, it's huge.
How big?
You love the PlayStation on this thing.
How big?
Oh, it's like 40 inches or something.
It's a big TV.
Awesome, man.
I can't wait to go.
I got to get all new furniture.
I can't wait to go to your groovy bachelor pad.
My groovy pad? You want to go?
No more figurines all over your place and stuff?
There shouldn't be any figurines.
What is the difference?
Toys.
Wait, Ant. Okay.
Okay.
You did let the cat out of the bag, so I can say that you're...
Yes.
What is your status right now, officially? Separated?
Yeah.
You are separated from your marriage.
Pending divorce.
Pending divorce after 10
years. Going through.
Now, what is the difference between the place you were living in, mm-hmm. which I've seen,
yeah.
and your new groovy bachelor pad?
Well, I wanted to make sure the kitchen had a tile floor for the radio-controlled vehicles.
Okay.
Because...
You're like, you know who you're going to be like? Kevin Spacey from American Beauty.
I didn't see American Beauty.
Oh, you got to see American Beauty.
But it's like, there won't be any, like, little Hummels.
No,
you won't see a Hummel. You won't see any precious moments.
No precious moments
there
or
won't
trinkets
be any
or,
of that.
Or figurines.
No,
or...
there won't be any touching family photos all over the place. There will be stacks of pornography.
Yeah.
There will be more toys than you could shake a stick at.
I hear. You got the brand new TV.
That's it, yeah. And I'm trying to get a hold of Rockaway Bedding. I need a huge mattress to do some major league banging on.
Are you going to get, like, the swing?
The swing.
Mirrors all over the place.
The swing to hang from your huge banging bed.
The rack.
The rack. A bed of nails.
Spikes, yeah. And a guillotine so I could chop her head off.
Do you have cute little dishes anymore or no?
Paper plates.
Paper plates and
paper cups. You nary wash a one.
And jet glasses.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's it. Fireman's spare class. I got to restart my collection. I lost them in the breakup, Bobby. I lost all of my Green Lawn Fireman's spare glasses.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Why didn't you take...
Silly a bitch.
Why didn't you take those when you broke into your house?
Don't know. I wasn't really thinking of that. I was thinking computer equipment. Isn't that great? I got locked out of my own house.
You're allowed to talk about how you broke into your own house now, finally?
Well, I wouldn't use a term like broke into. I'll say I made an alternate entrance.
Well, after not being at your house for a while, you found out that the locks were changed.
Yeah, I found when I went back for my computer equipment that the locks were changed on my house, Opie.
So what do? The house you paid for.
Oh, I'm still paying rent.
Yeah.
On the house. Yes. She's living there, and I'm paying rent and the bills and everything. How about that?
That's great.
What a guy. And, the doors were locked. The keys, the locks were changed. I go to stick my key in the door. There's a shiny new lock on the door, Opie. Shiny new. And guess what? My key don't fit.
On the place you're paying for.
Yeah. With my stuff still inside.
With your stuff still inside.
Yeah. So, I went around back to the back door. Thinking I might be able to use my key there. But there, again, was a shiny new lock on the back door that has glass panes on it.
Right.
So I took the alternate entrance. Do you know I fit through two 12-by-8-inch glass panes?
Very nice.
Only had to take two out. Delicately removed them like the glazier.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, and I crawled in. I swept up. And I took my computers... And my clothes. Look at Rick looking at me shaking his head. Shut up, newlywed. Look at him. Look at Rick.
What's your problem?
What's the matter, Rick? Wow, Rick is really taking this hard.
Why are you shaking your head?
He's taking it so hard.
There are so many things that have happened since you went to
London. I understand. Mm-hmm. And I've heard about things, and I think it's really funny, but maybe some
people... It's not
people,
funny. It's real life.
Some people are listening and...
Yeah.
Could be running a...
So, this is all stuff that really happened. I don't care. There's no... I'm not denying that certain things happened.
All right.
Everything that happened is fine with me. Fine with me.
But it could be used against you.
Oh, like what? That I did that? What, all of a sudden they're gonna say, I'm going to say I didn't go into the house that I'm paying rent in and get my stuff?
I'm just saying.
Oh, see, I got to take his mic off. You're a bummer, man. Go ahead. You know what it is?
You're a bummer. I want to hear the stories because it's much... This is fun. Go ahead.
So that was it. So I just grabbed my computers.
Right.
And some clothing.
Right.
And fled the scene.
Right.
I just loaded up and that was it. I left her everything else. You know, left her stuff in the house and stuff.
How'd you know that she wasn't home at the time?
I was just a gamble, Opie.
Oh.
Quite frankly.
I see.
If she was home, she probably would have let me take the stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I really didn't know.
I was just asking.
Why, did I hear from somebody?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, who would actually call you and tell you that, you know...
Someone's not going to be home.
She was gone for the day. Would actually call and tell you she was gone at a party for the day. Can't imagine anyone who would do that.
I couldn't either. Boy, that would have been handy. If somebody would have called me and said, yeah, she won't be there. You can go into your own house and get some of your own stuff.
Because she's at a party.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think anyone would do that.
No, no one did that.
For you.
No. Oh, sorry. We probably shouldn't be getting into this. So, Rick, how things going?
All right. People want advice.
How's the George Foreman grill working?
People want advice from Anthony. Fred, what's up?
Yo.
Yo.
Anthony.
Hey.
Hey, listen. I'm kind of pending on a separation issue myself here. I'm just curious. What can you tell me about how this whole thing went down? I mean, you just move out one day, or how'd that go?
Let's see. What do you do? Yeah, no, it all depends on how it started, I guess.
Yeah.
Which I can't get into at this juncture.
Okay, it's understandable.
Yeah, no, if you're not a happy man,
right,
move on before you wind up old and not happy. And then saying, oh, maybe I should have done something.
Now,
I figure, what the hell, you know, no kids, you know, I don't own a house. So it's like, that's the perfect time.
Yeah, for you it was easy. I mean, I got...
Oh, yeah,
I got,
it's easy.
I got a house I own. I got a wife and two kids.
Ah, see? See, no, you know what? Then stay married. What can I tell you?
No.
Uh-oh, the first one of these coming in, Opie, on line three.
Not good.
All right, thank you, Fred.
Listen, thank you.
All right.
Later, man.
Jane?
Yes.
What's up,
yes.
Jane?
Why am I a jerk?
Anthony.
What?
You sound terrible.
Why?
How old are you?
I'm in my late 30s.
No. Oh, yeah, you sound like you're 18 years old.
Why?
Well, you know,
what am I supposed to? What am I supposed to do, Jane?
I'm going
to
get a stack of porn. I'm going to get a big bed to bang everybody.
You don't outgrow that stuff, Jane. Maybe
no.
You did. Men don't.
You don't?
No.
No, not at all.
Doesn't matter. Like I told you, I was in a Dwayne Reed one day. I saw this old codger walk in looking for rubbers and videotapes.
Oh, good for him. How
you
do
don't?
You know
you don't outgrow it.
Maybe you beat your man down to the point where he doesn't think about it.
Yeah, maybe that's it, Jane.
That you beat your man down to the point of what?
Where they don't think about sex anymore?
That's not my point.
Your man looks at
porn. No, you know what? No, not my point. It's not about...
All right, what's your point, then?
My point is how callous you are. I mean, you obviously were in love with this woman at one point enough to marry her,
mm-hmm.
And now you could talk so callously about being away from her.
Well, because
you make her sound like an unbelievable villain. I mean,
because I'm only giving my side.
Your divorce or your marriage.
Yeah, see, you don't.
I absolutely don't. But my God, don't you have any feeling?
I got nothing nice to say right
anything
now.
Anything out of decency?
Okay, yeah. You look at the bill. Tell me decency.
You know, I can relate. I'm a divorced woman.
Yeah, okay.
I can totally relate.
Oh yeah, you can relate to me. You're the divorced woman. The guy has to pay everything.
That's a bunch of bull, because you don't know the grounds of my divorce or these grounds.
Well, then he walked away from the situation, not paying anything. And you probably wanted him to.
To pay something?
Yeah.
No, I walked away with myself and my daughter, and that's what I wanted. And he wanted to keep the money, and I let him. I walked away with dignity.
Well, okay, Miss Dignity. That's very nice.
It is.
Thank you for calling. I wish more women were like you.
Well, all right. Maybe men like you would be happily married.
All right.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
Ugh. Hey, Vin, you're next on WNEW. What's up?
Excellent. Guys, how you doing?
Good.
First of all, I'd like to say you don't suck. You guys rule. You're
right.
The best.
Thanks.
Anyway, I got two things for the show. I'm going westbound in Jersey, all right? And the traffic is very, very late, and I'm going very, very west, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
All right? And secondly, I'm thinking about getting engaged, right? But I'm not sure. I get tremendous pressure like you have no idea. All right? And in the back of my mind, things happened a long time ago. And there may not be a little bit of trust there. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
What would you do? I'm 26. We've been together a long time.
Who doesn't trust who?
I don't trust her in a way for things.
Uh-oh.
So it makes me wonder. You know, that's like a sticking point.
You better give it a little more time then.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying. But she comes up with deadlines like crazy. I'm not...
Oh, deadlines.
Deadlines.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Deadlines. You should never listen to deadlines.
I know.
You feel
know,
like you're being led into it.
Yeah.
Faster than you want.
I must have had like 20 deadlines by now.
Well, oh, boy. Go for a few more.
Go for a few more, right?
And get, these two words into your vocabulary. Prenup.
What's that, prenup?
Prenup.
Yeah, Hunk, and another thing, I'm thinking of, I invest my money wisely, young, right? And she sees it as spending, and I see it as investing, you know what? That drives me crazy. You know, that drives, you know.
All right, Ben.
So, one more thing, Game Day 2000, I think it sucks.
Oh, really?
I hate it.
Haven't played it yet, man.
Yeah, don't look forward to it. Play Madden instead.
I was too busy watching Jimmy Johnson practically have a nervous breakdown on the sideline.
Oh, my God.
62 points. Maybe I should go to Pittsburgh because I'm a Steelers fan. Start where he began. Give it a shot.
I think we could all agree that we were so freaking happy to see Miami get crushed over the weekend.
Destroyed.
I turned it on the first quarter. I said, "What happened?"
Yeah.
I said, "It's over."
Yeah.
And then I couldn't pull away from it because I love a thrashing and I hate the
Dolphins. Love
and Jimmy Johnson needs a haircut.
I had to watch every single play.
Right. You enjoyed it, I'm sure.
Oh, without a doubt.
I feel bad for Marino. Well, I really do. He's a great quarterback, one of the best ever.
That's pretty much it for him, though.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know, he can do better. But, guys, I'm going to go. You are the best. Watch Raw tonight. It's going to be tremendous.
Ah, you had to say Raw.
Oh, so, you know, it's awesome. I can't, but the show has turned upwards. I love it.
All right, man. The Rock is coming back Thursday.
Right, he should turn into The Rock.
All right, man, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
Later.
Bye. The Rook. Someone calling you a pussy on line three, Anthony.
Wow.
Evan.
Yeah.
What's up?
Anthony.
Yes.
Why are you such a puss, man?
Why am I a puss?
You moved out. You're paying the bills, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you kick her out? You're the man with the money. You're paying the bills. Your name's on the papers. Kick the bitch out.
Didn't seem like the decent thing to do.
Screw decent, man. You're going to go find a new place.
I go through all the proper channels. I'm trying to, be a responsible adult in the situation. So that's what I'm doing.
Hey, this is just reinforcing the reasons I won't get married to my current old lady.
Well, there you go.
See, fortunately, I was smart enough to keep all, the house papers and everything in my name only.
A smart man, Evan.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, man.
Take it easy, guys.
Bye. Hey, Joe, you're next on WNEW. What's up?
Hey, Anthony.
Hey.
I had to do the same thing, bro.
I'm sure
go home.
There's a lot of guys had to do that.
Oh, the storm door is locked. So I finally get past that. The lock is changed. At this point, I'm fuming. Give it a good kick, I'm in the house.
You kicked it in?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I get downstairs in the house, and at this point, I got to get clothes out because I walked out of the house with a pair of pants and a shirt. I need some clothes. I open up the closet doors. On the floor they go. I'm like, this just isn't getting any better. She's going to think the house is robbed. I'm looking through my dresser for stuff. The dresser drawer breaks. I had to get out of the house as fast as possible. I thought I was a thief in my own house.
I know. You feel like you're a thief.
Oh,
it's terrible.
Ridiculous. Dude, I know what you're going through. I've been there for the past 2 years. Now, I've seen your governor the other night. I took a picture with you.
2 years?
Oh, 2 years. I have a daughter involved, so it gets complicated. But, one time. And if she's with that other idiot, the bloated moron.
No.
Oh. He's the biggest jerk in that courtroom when he walks in. People oh, that. And laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
The bloated jerk.
Oh, why? You got that, too?
No, she doesn't have him, but I've seen him in the courtroom, and as soon as he walks out, every lawyer turns to each other and goes, what an a-hole. Hey, guys, you guys are killing me today.
All right, man.
Have a good one. Anthony, hang in there, bro.
Oh, I'm fine.
See you later.
There goes Joe Anthony. On the line, another Anthony. What's up?
Yeah, what's up, pal?
Hey. All right.
I just got to let you know what you just described constitutes a burglary.
Now, how does it constitute a burglary?
You voluntarily left the house, and you broke in. So be careful. Be careful what you say.
Hey, hold on. No, no, because I've looked into this and thought about it.
Yeah.
I'm paying for the house. Nothing was in writing yet. There wasn't even a verbal thing as far as me saying, I'm leaving. I hadn't come back in a couple of weeks. But to lock me out of my own home, I'm getting in for my stuff.
When you voluntarily leave, though, they got you by the balls. There's nothing you can do about it. Good luck.
Hey, thanks, man.
Take care.
I'm fine. I mean, this guy, everybody, hang in. They make it sound like, hang in, hang in.
I've never seen Anthony happier, to be honest with you.
Well, all of a sudden, don't I come in with like a skip in my step?
Got a step.
I do. I'm in here earlier.
You actually shut up.
Oh, my God, I'm clean. Joe, what's up?
Hey, Howard, I mean Anthony. Robin, I mean Opie, you've been raped by your father lately?
Ripping me off.
Yeah, we're taking this Howard Stern wannabe a little too far, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, I've been fans of both of the shows, but I think you're copying a little too close.
Do you think, you think this is a bit just to sound like Howard?
Well, the similarities are striking.
I know, believe me, when he announced it, I'd already been, like, out of my house for a couple of weeks at that point, and I'm like, oh.
Now everyone's going to think.
Everyone's going to think I'm ripping off Howard. Oh.
All right.
Well, hang in there.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay, sorry.
Bye. Dave, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
All right, can I be the first listener to bang Anthony's wife?
Jesus Christ.
Can I get your old address, maybe? Your phone number? I bet you I'm bigger than you.
You're going to have to work on that yourself.
All right. Bye, Greg. Bye,
Ant. All right. Guy called me
Greg.
Thinks he knows me. Carlos.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
I'm on my way to Raw right now in New Haven, and I was just thinking about why I think The Rock's coming back on your show.
Is Raw's in New Haven tonight?
Yep.
Are they doing it live?
Yeah, they're doing it live.
Yeah.
Damn, I hope we get some signs up there.
Get some Rock signs.
I wish I could.
Wasn't there a pay-per-view last night?
No, that's this coming Sunday.
Oh, that was coming Sunday?
Yeah.
What's up, Carl?
Saturday, the WWF has your station for about 2 hours. I don't know if you guys know that or not.
What do you mean?
Between 8 and 10, they're doing like a Royal Rumble radio show in every market. Now, in New York, for some reason, it came out as 102.7. So I think the reason why Rock's coming back on is not really to do like a discussion about what happened before. I think this is more like a plug. You guys should really shout him out and be like, look,
WWF Radio on this station.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, go on their website and look at their radio show coming up this Saturday.
Yeah.
If you look for the New York market, it comes out as WNEW 102.7 as the station for New York that'll be carrying it.
All right. Well, it's going to be interesting. The Rock coming back this Thursday, and we're going to see what the hell was up his ass when he was here last time.
I think he's trying to use you guys. So.
We're going to make sure that we get our points across. That's all.
All right, cool, guys.
All right, Carlos.
All right.
Thank you. We have to give these out? All right, let's take a break. A lot of good calls, though. Damn it. If you're on hold, you're going to have to call back because we've got to give away some wrestling tickets. Tickets to see the WWF Raw's War at Madison Square Garden on Monday, February 28th. Before you can buy them, tickets go on sale Monday, January 24th at 10 a.m. We'll take the 10th caller at 212-757-1027.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
You guys are going to burn in hell. OPSS.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony Show. Having a lot of fun for a day we were supposed to take off. We were going to do worse stuff today.
Oh, sorry.
Still lots to do on the show. If you got something, 212-757-1027. What about David Letterman, huh?
I mean, everyone's talking about it. There's not much else to really say about it. But,
yeah.
But, man, I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
The guy takes care of himself. He keeps his weight down. Supposedly, he eats perfectly. He runs, Anthony. And
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The only thing he does is, like, smoke cigars.
The cigars, yeah. But, I mean, but, well, I thought he might have been pigging out and stuff and not exercising.
It just goes to show that a lot of this is hereditary.
Genetics.
Genetics, you know.
Wow.
But he had all five done. All five.
He has like a huge cholesterol count.
Yeah. And I guess his father died when he was like in his early 50s. So.
Yeah, young.
I mean, they're pretty lucky to catch this in time, you know?
Yeah.
Now they're saying he might be back in 2 or 3 weeks. That would be unbelievable.
Well, they were saying like 3 months.
Well, now today they said it's possible he could be back in like 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm.
Actually, Regis was saying it this morning. Regis, the expert on on heart trouble. Who wants to be a bypasser?
Whoa, what is that?
Oh, God. I don't even want to joke about that.
That's terrible.
No, I can't joke about it. My dad had that done.
That's awful.
It's an amazing thing what they could do, though.
Yeah, they pull some arteries out of veins out of your legs.
Don't they do?
Stuff.
My dad had a quad. They take the vein. This is going to skeeve you out. They take the vein all the way from your ankle.
Yeah.
All the way up to your groin.
I'm getting nauseous.
And then they cut that up, and that's now your arteries leading from your heart. My dad had it done 7 years ago.
Yeah.
It changed his life. Completely different person afterwards.
Really?
So, Letterman should be fine.
Yeah.
But we wish him the best.
Of course.
It's going to be weird to have, like, Letterman reruns for, what, 3 or 4 months?
Are they doing reruns? They're going to get a guest host.
You would think CBS would have someone they could maybe just throw in there for a few weeks.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool.
Like the old days
like when
Johnny used to do.
Right, when Johnny would
when,
take off.
When Johnny was out. A guest host. Yeah, you'd have like, you know, Joey Bishop would sit in or something.
Yeah.
They don't have a guest host for him, I guess.
No.
Who else?
There's some. What?
Big Bash at Radio City.
Hmm. And they booed Puffy, I heard?
Yeah. The chorus of boos greeted rap impresario Sean Puffy Combs. He's getting booed now wherever he goes?
I think this is going to be mark the end of his career, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I really do.
How the mighty have fallen.
But boy, there's a picture of the paper in the Post.
Star Jones. You see this?
No.
Oh, my God.
Let me
see. If anyone shouldn't go sleeveless, it's Star Jones.
Let me see. Does she have the cafeteria lady arms?
Cafeteria lady. It is a friggin' ham on the side of
her. Oh!
Look at that arm.
Oh!
Look at that arm.
Oh, my Lord. Lordy, lordy.
Star.
Does she honestly look in the mirror and really think she's a diva?
I'm a diva. She's a diesel. Letterman needs bypass surgery. She chugs on with that. God only knows what she's eating to support this mammoth figure of hers. You know? I love that, too. Could she probably say, like, no, have a croissant in the morning.
Hey, Jim. Sophie and Anthony, we got you live in the air. How are you?
I was right there.
Do you want to talk to us on the air, though?
Not actually, no.
All right.
Hold on. What's the matter?
I caught him off guard. Hold on. That's Jim from the WWF.
Oh, is it?
He doesn't want to talk on here, though.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Jim.
He's setting
I don't know what the hell's going on, but they're setting up the Rock interview for Thursday.
Tell Rick we want to talk to him on the air. Coax him to get on the air.
Yeah. Tell Rick we really want to talk to Jim from the WWF.
Don't worry. We won't get all crazy on him or anything.
Hey, Gary, what's going on?
How you doing, fellas?
All right.
You guys have a great show.
Thank you.
Listen, as far as the Letterman thing goes, I deal with a lot of this every day. It's not your diet, and it's not that he's healthy. Most of what he has is caused by, believe it or not, stress. When you have all five done, it's usually related to either stress or smoking.
But how does stress, like, clog the arteries? I can understand why a quarter pounder with cheese and extra crispy fries can get the arteries clogged.
Yeah. Actually, out of the three things that cause this hardening of the arteries,
yeah.
Diet is the least of the three.
Huh.
Smoking is the worst.
But how does the stress block the arteries?
Yeah.
What it does is it actually puts stress on the heart muscle.
All right.
And the stress on the heart muscle will release like an enzyme or change the beat of the heart or what it, your whole body is a factory. And what it does is it just gets affected by the stress that you put on your body every day.
Chemo the Magnificent.
Which means you guys will never have heart problems.
Oh, you should see the stress around here.
Not too much stress around
here. Yeah, I would imagine that Anthony would probably be 200-300 years old before anything happens to his heart.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Ant's pretty mellow.
And you guys got to do something about Spaz on the phone.
Spaz isn't even here today.
I know he's not. That's the only reason I got through.
All right, Gary.
All right, guys. Be good and try to keep stress free.
All right, thank you. Rick is in a heavy discussion with Jim from the WWF about The Rock. We can't get... he's on hold. Hey, Jim. Jim.
Yeah.
Oh, you're listening to us in the office, I hear, in the background.
Yeah, but we never stop.
Very good.
Really?
Can I say your last name or no?
Sure.
Jim Burns from the WWF, everyone. In charge of marketing?
Marketing, yeah.
All right. Yes.
So what were you talking to Rick about?
Just talking about Rock's upcoming visit to your studio.
Yeah,
on Thursday.
Have you spoken with the Rock since he was here last?
Hey, Jim, turn down the radio.
I actually just turned it off. It's almost impossible to turn you guys off, though.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Now, have you spoken with the Rock since
I have.
He visited here? And what is his frame of mind?
He's very interested to see both of you. He's heard just about every show since he was on.
Come on.
And...
Hey, in all honesty, has he heard Rock's a Pussy yet?
I think you guys should be prepared for a Rock that you may not have seen the first trip.
Oh, no, come on. Come on, man. This guy could kick our ass.
But wait a minute.
Are we allowed
up until
to use...
now, you've been saying you were going to kick his ass.
Are we allowed to use the self-defense suits that the ladies put on for rape prevention?
I think there's going to be a lot of humming, humming, humming when he gets there.
Oh, no. I don't want to get beat up by this guy. He's pretty big. Does he have a sense of humor in that thick head of his?
Yeah, that's true. Like we didn't detect any sense of humor when he was here last.
Rock has an excellent sense of humor.
You should see him laugh when he's beating the crap out of somebody.
Exactly. It's quite a demonic grin, actually.
Could you tell The Rock if he's going to beat me up to not hit me in the front of my face because I just had that laser eye surgery?
Well, he actually doesn't know which one's Opie and which one's Anthony, so...
He must be stupid.
Opie's the one... Opie's the one that said all the bad stuff.
Yeah.
See?
Who looks like an Opie and who looks like an Italian guy? Yeah, that's real hard to figure out.
I've actually been up to the studio, and I've seen you guys introduce yourselves as the other guy.
We have done that, just to screw with people.
I've actually been witness to that.
So what can we look forward to on Thursday when The Rock makes his second visit?
Well, I think he's very much looking forward to seeing you guys again. He's heard the Crocodile Rock riff, and...
Which one is the Crocodile?
Didn't you guys do a tag off on Crocodile Rock?
Oh, no, it wasn't us.
What was that?
I think that was...
Hold on, for the love of God.
Those yucksters over at K-Rock.
Well, I think
Will Pendarvis.
You guys will actually be held accountable for every single...
Hold on, this thing?
Oh, I think Opie found it.
I gotta just make sure. Hold on.
I hope this isn't the one that Rock is talking about.
Rock was fun, but before the show was done, Sick Boy had changed the Rock's tone, and he really pissed off this half-breed Simone. The way he left was a real big shock, with tears running down the face of the Rock. Everybody thinks this whole thing's a crock, but you must remember he's dumber than Mankind's sock. Well, the Rock been weeping because of the wrestling, and something got the Rock beat. Someone has to tell him about it, because I doubt the Rock can read. Oh, he's going to fool us, that ain't no can. You look like a Cro-Magnon man, but you hypocrite Rock, you have lost some fans.
my God. Come on, man. Jim, he didn't hear that, did he?
I hope that thing is edible.
Wait a minute.
That might actually be force-fed on Thursday.
Now, that's from these guys that we know from Airsick Productions. It's not even on.
Yeah, right. We can't take credit for that fine song.
Oh, my God. We are so friggin' dead. He heard that?
I think you guys will have a lot of fun. Rock's going to show up on Thursday. His limousine will pull up in front of your building. He'll have on one of his very, very expensive shirts and sunglasses. He doesn't really have to wear a jacket because he goes from a heated car into a heated lobby. I think you'll see.
Can we have him in a locked studio? No, seriously, like, we'll just put him in another studio.
Is there time for you to build one?
Oh, my God. Oh, I don't like this.
Well, we're not going to the grand opening on Wednesday. We're too scared.
Come on.
We are.
That's Wednesday?
Big
place. I'm going. Definitely going. And you know something? I think I could sell you out. So I'll be fine on Thursday.
All right, I better go then, too.
I'll just talk to The Rock the whole night. No, you know, that Opie, man, I'm trying to let him understand the way it is with us. You know, Opie, that blonde hair, you know how that is.
All right, Jim.
Okay, man.
Well, we'll see you guys Thursday.
Hey, good luck and get into the brace position.
All right. Is Raw's War live tonight?
It actually is.
From New Haven?
It's very exciting. Yes, it is.
And when's that pay-per-view?
The pay-per-view is this upcoming weekend, Royal Rumble on the 23rd, Madison Square Garden.
You give me a couple of tickets?
Live.
I'm alive?
Emanating live from Madison Square Garden.
Can we get someone that's really cool from the WWF on our show, like Shane or someone?
Shane O'Mac?
Yeah.
That takes a little bit of wheedling and needling on my part. We'll see what we can do.
All right, Jim.
Okay, guys.
There he goes, Jim Byrne.
Talk to you later.
From the WWF ant. We are screwed.
Oh,
we are screwed.
The Rock heard the Crocodile Rock. I wonder if he heard the other one.
Bart, I don't even want
to. Play Rock's a Pussy. I want to hear that.
Huh? Get Rock's a Pussy. Bart, what's up?
What's up? I saw Rock last night at the arena.
Yeah?
I'm a security guard there.
Yeah?
And you got to kick your crack of your ass.
Oh. Is that what he said?
No, I filled him in on how you guys dissed him all week long.
Right.
Because you like to dish it out to Letterman, didn't stick it to Hillary Clinton, you didn't think it to him when he was in the studio.
Oh, and we've admitted that. That's why we're glad we're getting round two this Thursday.
Well, he doesn't know who's Opie and Anthony, but I told him. He wants to know who Anthony was.
Yeah, Anthony was definitely a lot worse.
Hey, come on, get out of here.
Yeah, I told him, well, it's very easy to tell the difference between an Italian and a cracker Irish guy.
All right, you wise ass. Thank you, Bart.
No problem. Have a good night.
All right, bye.
The half-breed don't like it. The rock's a pussy. The rock's a pussy. The half-breed don't like it. The doobie toss ain't it. The rock's a pussy. The rock's a pussy.
Anthony wrote that one.
I did not. Paul, we're going to have to face this guy, dude.
That's Airsick Productions.
Adam, what's up?
Worse than that laser surgery for you, dude.
Adam,
oh,
please.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's up, fellas? You're awesome.
Thanks.
Listen, I went to the wrestling last night, and I didn't see anybody from 102.7 there until I was leaving the parking lot. I got stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, the 102.7 van pulls up on the side of me.
Yeah.
So I had some girl, my girlfriend's friend, stick her whole entire body out the sunroof, freezing cold, with a sign that says, ONA says, know your role and shut your mouth, Rock.
Oh, very good.
I got a couple t-shirts out of the deal. But let me ask you something.
Yeah.
If I bring down my girlfriend's friend to wow you guys, do you get tickets to the Royal Rumble?
Is she hot?
Yeah. Awesome pair of cans.
I don't even know if we have those tickets.
All right, to any upcoming event.
Hold on, Rick will talk to you.
All right, thanks a lot, boys.
Kevin, what's going on? You're next on the radio show.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
All right.
Hey, I got to tell you what, man. I was over at the arena last night, and I have never in my life seen more white trash walking around in one place. It was unbelievable, fellas. You guys should have been there.
Where was it last night?
At the Continental Airlines Arena.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. All right. You guys didn't see it at all? You guys realize you guys are dead on Thursday, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I think a good idea, Opie, would be to bring Anthony's wife in and have the Rock banger in front of Anthony.
Yeah.
See if he whines like as much as he did the last time he was in there.
That's cute.
I think I'm going to offer the Rock my girlfriend.
That might be a good idea.
As like a peace offer.
I'll tell you what, I'd like to give him mine, that's for sure.
All right, Kevin, thank you.
All right, dude, later, fellas.
What do you think? As a peace offering, just offer the rock Sandy?
That
please
might
don't,
work.
Please don't kill me. Here, do my girlfriend.
They'll probably grab her by the legs and beat you over the head with her.
Oh, man. Matt, what's up? You're next on WNEW.
Oh, my God. You guys are hysterical. Hey, listen. You know when you guys were younger and you had a fight just before school or after school and you had the butterflies?
Yeah.
I'm feeling that for you right now. If there wasn't, like, assault laws and stuff like that, I'd say you guys were dead, but...
You know, this is no bit, by the way. We really don't know what's going to happen Thursday.
I swear, man.
Because we could have passed on it, but I'm like, you know what? After all the bravery we showed after The Rock left the studio, you know, we have to face him one more time.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. It's more obligation, I think. But I'm just really nervous for you guys.
All right, man.
I really am. Thanks.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
I think we are going to get The Rock. Remember, we were, like, pissed that it was Dwayne Johnson that we got?
Yeah.
I think we're not going to like it much, but we are definitely going to get The Rock.
The Rock. Oh.
Oh, my God. The Rock's a pussy.
One guy is writing on the instant feedback, Brian from Jersey. Can you guys do one more Tom Broken Jaw bit before The Rock kills you?
Yeah, right.
They're funny as hell.
Opie and Anthony are two DJs here on Long Island, from Long Island, here in New York City, dead. Killed by wrestler Dwayne Johnson, better known as The Rock. Tom Brokaw on NBC Nightly News. These two, people thought it was a bit, some kind of a wacky Andy Kaufman type wrestling gag. But no. It all came apart when The Rock beat them with each other. He actually picked them up and started banging their heads together until they hemorrhaged all over the place. Opie and Anthony again, dead. The Thursday, but killed by The Rock.
Tom.
Yeah.
Why are you so groggy today?
Well, I was talking to The Rock about this story, and he delivered it. The people's elbow to my head, and I'm still quite
All right, thank you, Tom.
And I'm still practicing on saying the word millennium. Millennium.
You're almost there.
Because I'll have to say it next year when the actual change in the millennium happens. You know, it still isn't the change of the millennium.
Till next year.
I just wonder next year how drunk Katie Couric is going to be down in Times Square when the actual millennium rolls in. Will she be sauced? Laying on Times Square.
There you go.
Tom Brogan.
All right, thank you. Mike, what's up?
What's up, dude?
How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Just wanted to say hi before you guys are dead on Thursday.
Oh. You guys better fax in and write in as much info as possible so we can be well prepared for Thursday's show.
I'm not a religious guy, you know, but I'm going to say a lot of prayers for you guys.
All right,
yeah,
thank you.
Please. Thank you.
I don't really watch wrestling too much, but I've seen that guy rock, and I'll tell you what.
We're screwed.
Yeah. You guys really did it this time.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. I wonder what the hell happened. How did we get off on the wrong foot? It's all that goddamn sick boy's fault.
Well,
get him in here. We'll throw him at him.
We got to throw someone to the wolves. We'll sacrifice him. Will, what's up?
What's up? I'm calling, you know, when I first...
Damn it.
This you guy... hear me?
Your phone's crapping out, Will. He wants to say, yo, you white boys, I like you.
Yeah, because you guys... I was at work, right? And I got this white...
Hey, Will, call back. Your phone sucks.
All right.
Oh, now it works. What do you want to say real fast?
All right, real fast. But I got this white guy, right?
Nah, it's not working. Will, call us back. Sorry about that. All right, and we got to take a break. We have a very busy show this week. The Rock, of course, coming in Thursday. Stephen Lynch coming in tomorrow at 5.
Yeah.
That should be a lot of fun as well. And
sure.
As we go to commercial, one of my favorite Stephen Lynch songs that we don't really play that often.
Which one?
Well, check it out.
You know, seeing these beautiful women here reminds me of the very first love of my life.
Okay.
My mother.
Not your mother. All right, I'm going to sing about her.
girl I'd like to wed. Never mind the fact that she's dead. It turns me on. It turns me on. Sure, she's a little cold to the touch. That doesn't bother me much, because the embalmer did such a lovely job. A lovely job. She's a month dead and she's starting to smell. But if loving a corpse is a sin, I'll see you in hell. Up in a chair, she's losing her skin and her hair, and I'm wishing that she wouldn't stare so much at me, so much at me. Yeah, rigor mortis is taking its toll, and her body is as stiff as a pole, but I'll never put her back in the hole I dug her from. She's a month dead and she's starting to smell. But if loving a corpse is a sin, I'll see you in hell.
We got Channel 2 News on.
Got a megaphone and something to say.
There's Mark.
Causing trouble on CBS 2.
With the hugest wow sign.
Monster Kramer is a tight ass shrew.
This is like interactive TV.
Psycho Mom. He's a freak.
There he is. With the huge wow sign. Move over.
What happened, Mark?
Some CBS guy just jumped in for me.
You look like a stock-diving lunatic. That was classic. Mark can't be doing that. What the hell are you, Mark? You're interrupting our own news broadcast, for God's sake.
You know we're going to get in trouble by the company again.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, come on.
Chance, whip them out.
Marcia Kramer, she's very mad at me.
You tell her go to
our
boss.
No, I'm not. I'm hanging out. See, the thing is, you should be allowed to do your job. I should be allowed to do mine.
I almost pissed in my pants. That was the funniest thing I have seen in a very, very long time. Mark, I got one question for you.
Yeah.
How do you walk around with that check you got? What do you like, walk around like John Wayne, swaying like?
Yeah.
I just want to know, guys, when is the farewell show going to be?
That's why you got to listen every day. This could be it right here today.
You never know.
1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony Show. We broke out something from the Opie and Anthony archives to finish today's show.
Yes.
In honor of Martin Luther King Day, Anthony.
The MLK.
We figured it's worth one last play.
Yeah.
It's our discussion about Harlem, Anthony.
Harlem and driving around up there and just being up in Harlem.
Correct. So as we end this MLK Day.
We leave you this MLK Day.
Right.
The sounds of Harlem.
The sounds of Harlem. And we'll see you guys tomorrow at 2, okay?
Absolutely.
I believe it starts with Malcolm X Boulevard. Enjoy and thanks for listening. Malcolm X Boulevard.
Stay away, Whitey. Stay away, Whitey. Cracker alert. Cracker alert. No cracker zone. It is a cracker-free afternoon on Malcolm X Boulevard in Harlem this Saturday.
When was the last time you were up there? Who are you kidding?
Who, me?
It's been a cracker-free zone for many years.
I was just up there
let's see, when was I up in Harlem?
Yeah, Rick makes a good point.
Yeah, Friday on my way up to Massachusetts.
You were
I had to cut through Harlem.
Oh. How many red lights did you go through?
I don't pay attention to traffic signals up there.
Oh, no.
I don't pay attention to roads.
Yeah.
I will drive on the sidewalk.
Well, you can't.
I mean, I'm going up on the sidewalk at one point. There's some woman that's like, whoa, my baby, look out for my stroller. Crazy ass, hog ass, cracker. And it's like, whoa, look out.
You can't even tell where the roads are in that.
Oh, my God. I had, like, the whole front of my grill was Colt 45 labels from when I was just going through garbage pails and stuff. Why? Why?
Rick makes a good point about the Million Youth March. It's going to start at 11 a.m. and it's going to be done at 11:01.
Wow.
As soon as Khalid Muhammad opens his damn mouth.
Yeah.
And we must kill the what?
Whoop, woo, whoop, whoop, woo, whoop, woo.
All right, everybody disperse.
What did he say last year? He said grab the cops' guns and use them against them. How is this guy getting another permit?
Right.
If somebody can say that.
And then you wonder why cops shoot.
This guy was telling people if the cops come in to break up the controlled riot, I guess. I don't know what the hell. to grab their guns and use them against the cops.
Yeah.
What the? How do you say that and then the next year you're granted another permit?
Freedom of speech, Anthony.
Unbelievable.
Hallelujah.
And Khalid's like, yeah, my brothers, yeah, rise up, grab the gun. Ooh, the cops are here. Let me run out the back
right.
Where I won't be seen for months. The guy disappeared.
Oh, man.
Reverend Al staying away, too?
Yeah. He makes all the black leaders of the 60s and 70s really proud, doesn't he?
Oh, my God.
Khalid Muhammad.
I don't know. He won't. Guess where I won't be Saturday. Come on.
Malcolm X Boulevard?
Yes, Malcolm X Boulevard.
All right, Vanjie. We love Vanjie. Oh, wait, I didn't go to Vanjie. Hold on. Vanjie, who lives in Harlem, on the line. Vanjie, what's up?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
All right.
We haven't talked to each other in a long time.
Uh-oh. You sound upset, Vanjie.
No, like, first of all, why are you talking about, like, we got country roads up here? Where did you go through?
No, it's not country roads. I think you missed the point.
Wait, no.
I'll be completely honest with you. When a white person like myself, I'll speak for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Opie.
When I'm driving through Harlem,
yes.
I am scared S-less.
Why?
So what I do... And Anthony does it too. We drive through red lights and get the hell out.
Well,
because I don't understand. Because I don't understand it.
You know what? There's part of the. Let me fill you in. There's part of the. You know that white conspiracy.
What white conspiracy?
Well, there's a white conspiracy against black people. Remember?
Oh yeah.
See, part of it is we can run through red lights in black neighborhoods and we just wink at the cops and they let us off the hook.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I had to fill you in on that one.
Oh,
but that's part
that
of the
one.
White conspiracy.
Oh, but yeah. What streets are you going through that you're so terrified?
You know, when I'm going back up to Boston to visit and stuff, mm-hmm. I just can never find that damn FDR, man.
Oh, I swear to God.
All of a sudden, I'm like on First Ave or something. I'm like, well, there's got to be an exit for the FDR around here somewhere.
Oh, no, I'm in the hundreds. Oh, no.
Listen, guys.
Oh, my God, that's 138th Street.
How'd I get up here?
Right.
Hey, this don't look like Midtown anymore. Where are the people in the business suits?
Right.
But listen, this thing.
And then, the paranoia that goes through your head. I'm just being honest with you, Vanjie.
I really don't know why, because you go from east to west on 125th Street. It's all stores. You got Starbucks, Pathmark, and all that stuff. And it's nice, so I don't know why you should be terrified.
I don't see the stores, because the hour I drive past, all those big grates are down in front of the windows.
Uh-huh.
And stuff, you know, because they pulled down the big locked grates.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I swear, I was driving through there Friday. It looked like a scene out of my video game Kingpin that I was playing. Like, it just looked frightening.
You guys exaggerate.
Vanjie, but we're just being honest. I swear, there's not much of a bit here. This is what we do. The funniest line is Anthony going, oh, my, that's 120th
Street. Oh, now I'm up in the hundreds.
Oh, God.
What happened?
Right.
Where's the bridge, for God's sake?
Right.
I got to cross a bridge to safety.
Well, listen.
I need safety.
Next time, if you come up here, I'll escort you through. And
will you?
You can walk through, and nobody will bother.
I would like to try that. But I'm telling you, I'm paranoid.
I mean, there's white people that live up here.
Call my upbringing, I don't care.
What's that?
There's white people that live up here.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's not.
Yes, there is. Asians, too.
You stop spreading that rumor.
Oh, come on, for real. Yeah. You know that.
Yeah, they're called pimps.
No.
Wow.
You're crossing the line.
Isn't that terrible?
Oh, that was just a joke.
Nah, well, you know something? I don't know much about Harlem, because any time I've been up there, it's been at night when I'm driving to get to a bridge, and I don't really stop and look around.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, and I don't make any eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
And I leave about 5 car lengths in front of me just in case I got to make one of them quick getaways.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case someone, you know, get out the core.
No.
You know?
No, but it's not that bad.
Get out the core!
Well, there's a difference, though, because... never mind. I don't know. It's bad.
No,
in my mind, it's bad.
And I still got my stupid mass plates on, so it's just like, oh, brother, here it is. Hey, I'm a Mark.
Goodness. Hi! Hi, brother! Yeah, well, no, I'm just down from Worcester, Massachusetts. I need directions to the... What's that? Is that a firearm?
Listen, but we're so uncivilized, we've never seen...
Hey, look, I'm raising the roof. I'm like you, homie. Can't we all just get a... Put the knife away. Could you put... Please put it away.
Oh, man.
All right. Oh, stop. It's all stereotype. We're just...
I know, like yesterday,
Banji.
It was the Polish people. Today, it's us. Equal opportunity.
No, well, let's look. We did rag the Mexicans earlier in the hour.
Oh, that's right, with the peppers and the mayo.
And the Hasidic Jews. There were a couple jokes that came in for those folks today.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So...
No. Okay, because I was wondering when we were going to get our chance.
Take us up to Harlem one day and give us the tour. I want to see the Apollo Theater. I want to see...
Did
I say the Apollo Theater?
Yeah.
Well,
what else is up there?
If you're going to take us for like a drive in your neighborhood,
yeah.
Do you mind if we did it in an armored tank?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now on Malcolm X Boulevard. If you look to the right, you'll see... look at that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you reach under your seat, you'll find your Kevlar. Put on your vest and your helmet. This is for your safety. As we drive down Malcolm X Boulevard, you may hear whizzing next to your ears, which you might think is a mosquito or a fly. These are actually small arms fire that are going right past your head.
Do the tour buses really go up there?
No, yes, they really do, every day.
Okay.
And, of course, we'll be disembarking from the bus to go on the attraction ride here. It's a roller coaster we call Crack Whore Mountain. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look to your right, there's Huggy Bear's Wild Ride. We'll be leaving the bus and going into an authentic 70s-style pimpmobile. Pink Cadillac, you'll all get a complimentary hat with a big rooster feather on it. Thank you for taking Harlem Tour Lines, where our motto is, it's height. Know what I'm saying?
Mike, what's going on?
How you doing?
All right.
Nah, I just wanted to tell you guys, like, I'm a cop, and I go home at night at midnight, and I'm scared. I got a gun on me. I blow the lights, too.
He has a gun anymore.
You blow
light.
All the lights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cops got to be pretty cool with that. Like, if you see some guy blowing lights in a bad neighborhood and you pull him over or something, it's got to be like, hey, you know, officer, come on, look around.
Yeah.
You know, help me out
a
little bit.
The guy a little slack. You know where he's coming from.
Come on.
All right, Mike. Thank you.
Well, it's a small percentage of people, but I think the image that some of these towns have are a little scary.
Let's hear from Starks. Starks.
Yo, what's up?
You're from Harlem?
No doubt.
Yeah.
Listen, y'all killing me over here, man.
I understand. We're just being honest, though. We get a little nervous when we drive through Harlem. What do you want from us?
Yo, I work in the projects, man. No, nothing but nice people in Harlem, you dig?
Yeah, all right.
Nothing but nice people, man.
Well, help us out. We'll listen to your side of it. Has it changed? I don't know. I just...
You got to try driving through Harlem, all right? It's like... a different scene now. It's not like back in the days you hear stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe that was true. I don't know. But right
maybe
now,
it's changed, like Times Square's changed, you know? There's no more Sprout and everything. It's like Disney. Maybe Harlem is like Disney.
Do you have a Disney store in the middle of Harlem?
Disney. not really. Well, nah. You got Magic Johnson open up everything over there.
Magic Johnson with his movie theaters, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Nah. Yeah. Off-mark.
I hear they have bulletproof screens at the movie theaters.
Yeah, you're killing me.
You can bust a few caps into the movie.
Hey, Starks.
How far you have to go to get to a Popeye's Fried Chicken?
There's one up there somewhere.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Well, what
Popeye's
what?
Kentucky, whatever you want.
Well, Starks, what could you tell Whitey about Harlem
that we don't know?
That we don't know.
Listen, y'all got more respect than a regular brother up there.
Yeah.
Trust me, they ain't trying to make the neighborhood get a bad rap, you know?
Yeah.
But check it out, I work with white boys all the time in Harlem. They cool.
So we should just come up, visit, and stuff?
Why not? Check it out.
Bring plenty of cash.
You think we could do a live broadcast from the middle of Harlem?
Yeah, that would be fun. Starbucks.
Starbucks. You guys will walk by laughing at us. Look at the white boys in Starbucks.
Yeah, right?
White boys, well, I don't know why they put a Starbucks at home. No, I think for the food.
We have to be educated. You know, we're ignorant.
We are ignorant.
We got to get up there and then take a look around, because I'm just going off of what I heard and what I see when I'm driving through very late at night, and it's very scary.
Right.
Yeah, what's the deal with that cop? So about he's scared.
He is.
Okay, get the hell out of Harlem then.
He says he's scared. When he drives home, he has a gun. He goes through the red lights too.
Yeah, he's full of s***. Tell him to go on 150 and get some head.
Starks, you got some chops to you, man.
Hey.
We want to hang with you. You call back anytime.
No problem, dude.
You're funny, though, man.
Yeah, and you guys suck.
All right. Thanks, Starks.
All right. Bye.
Stark's trying to give us the other side of it.
See, we obviously, Opie, we don't know anything about Harlem.
No, that's
we don't spend time up there. How can we make any kind of assessment?
That's what we're pretty much proving here. Rosa, very pissed off at us. Rosa.
Yo.
Hey, what's up?
Well, I mean, I'm black. I'm from Harlem. What's the deal?
And you're listening to our show?
Yeah.
Man, I think that's awesome.
Somebody got to listen to it.
So help us out. We don't understand Harlem is what we're pretty much saying here today.
Yeah.
And why is it that you don't understand Harlem? The people up there, they're just skin is dark.
We're naive white boys. We don't know about up there.
Well, what is it that you don't know? What do you want
to know? I don't know. We get the image like a lot of people have, that it's very scary, and if you go up there, something bad will happen to you.
Well, I was born and raised up there, and there's nothing going on up there. People trying to survive. What do you think?
But you're black.
So? And you're white, and your point.
So if we go up there, it's like, are we going to be looked at as victims?
Somebody to look at you like a victim while you're walking up there with guns and stuff?
No, I don't know. If I'm walking around and...
We just want to find the FDR, that's all.
You don't know where the FDR is?
No, I honest to God, all of a sudden I'm in the hundreds and I'm getting really scared and I don't see a big sign for the FDR.
Well, I mean, I can't see why y'all have a problem. I mean, I know people live there who are white and live in Harlem.
Well, you're shining some light on the situation today.
We got to go up there.
You just got to be open-minded and stop listening to the same old crap all the time.
All right, Rosa.
All right, guys, y'all be cool.
We're going to try to understand it, that's all. That's why we brought it up on the show today.
We got to get up there, man.
All right?
Yeah, you do. You got to, like, do a broadcast from up there.
All right. We'll do that.
All right.
All right, Rosa.
Bye.
Bye, Rosa. Jay, what's up?
Hey, man, what's happening?
Hey.
I can tell you guys, I've been up here 14 years.
Yeah?
They love the white boys. The girls down there, they know one thing, benefits. No? They love your ass for that. And the brothers down there, they stay clear. They don't know if you're 5-0 or not.
Really?
So you can walk the streets, bro.
Yeah?
In and out of the buildings.
Hmm.
They don't do a thing to you. You don't know, and Starks, man, Starks, you're cool, bro, but you're lying. There ain't nobody working in the projects.
Right?
They use the same garbage on the back of the truck and ride around and around and around.
Right.
Oh, man. See, this is the kind of stuff we hear, so we don't know what the real deal is.
It's all right, though.
I have no problem going up there. I'll go up there. We'll work something out.
There ain't nobody going to bother you up there.
We're going to bring, like, a DAT recorder, and we're going to record our day in Harlem.
That's it, man. You want to
be like the Blair Witch Project.
I'll
find the tape years later.
There ain't nobody
going to
All right, man.
Josh! Wow, that's funny, man.
It's a pile of crack pipes outside our tent. What does it mean? I'm sorry I came up here. I'm sorry. What is that? Oh, my God. What's that sound? Oh, my God.
Josh!
Oh, man. What a mess.
Big news from Trip.com. Triple Miles. Book through Trip.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Oh, Snoopy, wow. Boo-boo-boo.
More stupidity on the way.
Yeah. 1027 WNEW.